Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Friday is the day, Switzerland the place. A preliminary U.S.-Iran peace deal is expected to be signed.
President Trump taking to Truth Social, writing, "The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines, let the oil flow." And Vice President J.D. Vance telling Fox News, "This deal will transform the Middle East for the next 50 years. Laura Winters reporting.
The ultimate fate of the Iranian nuclear program, apparently still up in the air, will be the subject of further talks in the coming 2 months. And as one war winds down, another rages on.
Ukraine's interior minister described the attack on the capital Kyiv as a major blow with significant destruction of civilian infrastructure. The city's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said some houses and cars caught fire after being hit by debris from drones. He said the attack damaged electricity lines and left more than 140,000 people without power. In the northeastern city of Kharkiv, at least 5 rescue workers were killed while putting out a fire caused by Russian strikes. Russia also says its territory has come under attack from Ukraine.
That's the BBC Simon Hancock. President Trump is Geneva-bound. He's heading to the G7 summit. Federal experts investigating deadly plane crash in Missouri. A pilot and 11 others are killed when a plane was taking people on a skydiving outing over the weekend, crashed in a field and burst into flames. Stock futures are higher. Oil prices are lower following announcement of the Iran deal. The Dow futures are up 419 points. NASDAQ futures 583 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So many people have hired the wrong tax company. They tell you what you want to hear and not what they can deliver. Many of us have heard the stories and they don't end well. Hi, we're Legal Tax Defense, and I'm here to tell you that all tax companies are not created equal. We're the nation's leading tax relief firm, and we've saved taxpayers millions over the past 15 years. If you've been struggling and owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, get help today and call 800-683-6853. If you're still receiving letters from the IRS, have unfiled tax returns, or facing active collections, call Legal Tax Defense now for a free, no-cost consultation. If we can't resolve and settle your case with the IRS, no one can. Get protected today by calling Legal Tax Defense at 800-683-6853. You could save thousands. Call 800-683-6853, 800-683-6853, or visit LegalTaxDefense.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're checking on a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound BW Parkway in the area between Powder Mill Road and 198. So far, I haven't seen any backup, but just a heads up, there's a report a couple of police cars are headed that way to check on that. Not much storm damage overnight. There was one tree down in Baltimore County. Heads up on Sweet Air Road if you're traveling east of Jarrettsville Pike. Beltway looks good, and the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in White Marsh and 67 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Three families have been displaced by a weekend fire in West Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 2500 block of Brookfield Avenue Sunday afternoon, where they found two occupied homes and one vacant, impacted by the fire that went to three alarms. No resident, firefighter, or pet injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And the city of Annapolis is still assessing damage and clearing debris after Friday's severe storm. storms. Two families have been displaced after trees fell onto their homes, but no injuries have been reported. The Annapolis Office of Emergency Management is coordinating the storm response. DPW crews continuing the storm cleanup work, and BGE is working to restore power to the affected customers as soon as possible. And police are investigating a pair of weekend shootings in Fells Point. Shortly before 2:30 Saturday morning, a man was shot in the 1600 block of Fleet Street and was taken to a hospital in stable condition. Just before 5 a.m., police were called to the 3400 block of Fairmount Avenue. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 525, the pick 4, 2477. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, for the birds yesterday, a familiar refrain. One step forward, two steps back.
It's a high fly ball to left center field, pretty deeply struck. Back goes Kowser at the wall. It is gone into the Padres' bullpen. A blast to left center field for Rodolfo Duran.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Rodolfo Duran, the backup catcher, the number 9 hitter in the Padres lineup, 2-for-4, 3 driven in, as the Padres beat the O's 5-2, take the series 2-1. Now, the Birds had chances, but again had trouble with runners in scoring position. After the game, manager Albernez.
There's a couple spots there we wish we could have pushed a couple across. I think we were like 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, so we cash in. Might be a different game there.
Yeah, he is correct. 1-for-8 indeed. 1-for-15 in their last two games. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup Final, Game 6. This one is over.
The lead offside against Vegas. Here's Taylor Hall bringing in. Hall scores! Taylor Hall! And it's 1-0 Carolina.
Sean McDonough had the call on ESPN. Taylor Hall's goal, just 3:47 into the first period, started it, and Brandon Bussey finished it. 22 saves between the pipes. Carolina wins their second cup 20 years after they won their first. 3-0 the final over the Golden Knights in Vegas. Coming up in 30 minutes, Bedlam in Brooklyn. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey & Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your...
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Monday, June 15, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, another weekend of chaos
in Fells Point, leading many residents and others to criticize the mayor of the city council. Wes Moore doubling down, lying again in a CNN interview about his military record. We've got the audio receipts of that. The top story here today, president announcing that they've reached an agreement for a peace deal in Iran. So we will talk about that. But I just want to say what a great weekend it was, weather-wise. Of course, we had some thunderstorms that rolled through this area late last night, and I know some folks are without power. So we hope that gets restored. But you look at what happened over the weekend. We had the yesterday was Flag Day. It was the Army's 251st birthday, so a happy belated to the U.S. Army. It was also President Trump's 80th birthday, so a happy belated birthday to President Trump. Last night, we'll talk about the UFC event coming up here in just a second. So no matter what you want to call this, it was described as a great settlement. Some are saying it's a peace deal. Some are saying there's a memorandum of understanding. And I'm choosing the phrase, it's an agreement to reach a peace deal, which could be signed as this Friday at the G7 in Geneva. And again, already you can tell there are a lot of people that wanted a full-blown war in Iran. Because first off, Iran, let's start with some facts here. Iran is going to lie about everything. The propaganda coming out of Iran is brutal. They're just, it's like Baghdad Bob on steroids, okay? The Democrats are going to lie. The media, the state-run drive-by media is going to lie about this. And the neocons and many other conservatives are going to lie about this because they wanted a full-blown war. They wanted regime change. They wanted boots on the ground. They wanted all of the above. President Trump, as we know, is a peacemaker. He is opposed to forever wars. And again, when you look at this, I'm not sure. I'm not going to sit here and speculate as to what's in this text because I don't know. And neither do any one of these other so-called pundits, talking heads, and armchair generals that are out there criticizing this deal already. We don't know what's in the deal. One thing I will tell you, though. What's different from what's going to be different about this versus President Obama's deal was that Obama's deal had a pathway to a nuclear weapon. It was only good for 15 years. At the end of that 15-year period, Iran could still have a nuclear weapon. There were pallets of cash, billions of dollars delivered up front as part of this deal with Iran under the Obama deal. And there was absolutely no verification whatsoever about the Iran nuclear program. So I am confident. And I'm sure and certain that we are going to have Iran without any nuclear weapon. We are going to get that enriched uranium back. They're not going to get any of their cash back until that stuff is delivered. Now, we are going to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. They are going to be able to earn money to sell their oil so that they can rebuild their country. Did you want to rebuild that country? All these so-called experts, did you want a Marshall Plan for Iran where billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars are going to be our tax dollars to rebuild Iran? I don't think anybody wanted that. We didn't want a forever war. We don't want to rebuild Iran. I think when you look at it, we significantly degraded their capability militarily and elsewhere. Unfortunately, the Iranian people just don't have enough arms in order to make a difference and to foment a revolution. Now, maybe that comes down the pike. Who knows? But we're not going to sit here and speculate what's in the text. The deal will allegedly be signed this Friday in Geneva, and then and only then will that text be revealed, and then we'll see. So then you'll be free to criticize, praise, or do whatever you want after Friday. But please, spare me the crocodile tears over the fact that this is a peace. It's a great opportunity here to have a lasting peace in the Middle East. And again, as President Reagan once said, trust but verify. And I think it's exactly, and peace through strength as well. That's what President Trump is doing. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Looking at the west side outer loop, and everything is fine right here. We're looking at I-70 down towards Route 40. There is a car stopped on the right shoulder just underneath the bridge at I-70, but well off to the side. Not an impact right now. Everything's good towards Annapolis, three lanes westbound and two eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and then in between the Bay Bridge and I-97 at Ritchie Highway and over towards the ramps at Rao Boulevard through there. Nothing major at all at the Severn River Bridge, and we're clear right now. That'll change a little while at I-97 at Route 32. We're still getting a report. I have not seen any impact that there was a wreck on the VW Parkway northbound near 198 coming up from the Capitol Beltway. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. But right now, I didn't see any impact at Powder Mill Road. That's where it would begin. So we'll go back and check that again. There was a tree down overnight, Baltimore County, Sweet Air Road to the east of Jarrettsville Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild, dry day today, partly cloudy skies, a little breezy, upper 70s to low 80s, going to be really nice. Heat will start cranking back up by the end of the week, so a unusually less humid and dry and cooler. I know you're sitting there turning up your nose to that. You like the heat.
Yes, I do.
Maggie wants the heat.
I like the heat.
All right. You got a lot of it in Gettysburg, apparently.
It was hot there. Yeah.
In so many ways.
I'm very confused.
63 in Columbia right now. The sunny sky is 62 in Owingsville. What else?
Something new.
Exactly. What else is new? After a 53-year drought, the New York Knicks are NBA champions. They won on the road in San Antonio. That means the next big celebration to take place in Madison Square Garden will be Taylor Swift's wedding.
Oh, boy.
The last time
I wasn't invited.
The last time the Knicks won the championship, this song was number one.
Talk about hot.
There's only one of your friends, Tony O.
My pally.
Yeah, the
Dawn.
Yeah, Tony Orlando.
Not
and Dawn.
They stayed home.
But 1973. That's crazy, isn't it? Hopefully it'll be another 50 years after what they did in New York. Setting school buses on fire.
I don't understand.
I was seven.
Why do you set school buses on fire? Because your team won.
Yeah, it's just...
That's how I celebrate
what
a victory.
When there's no consequences.
Something.
There's no consequences for juvenile thug behavior. They know they can get away with it, and so they do. Lefties gathered in front of the Kennedy Center to cheer the removal of Donald Trump's name from the building. They cheered until they found out they're going to have to be the ones to renovate this dump. They're going to have to pay for it. It really is bad.
Stupid.
USA beat Paraguay the first game of the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so 4-1. I think that's more goals than we scored the entire World Cup tournament last time.
You might be right. And the first one went off of one of their players' legs.
Yeah, they called it an own goal. And yet we've got the national anthem from Dan and Shay coming up a little bit later on from that. That was just amazing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. In the real World Cup, U.S. Is about ready to beat Iran, and then Cuba and Greenland are coming up next. Did you see iconic film critic Gene Shalit has passed away at the age of 100?
100 years old.
Yeah. Oh, God bless him.
He'll be buried in a popcorn box.
Yes.
Yeah. Algae has returned to the reflecting pool in the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
It's called nature, yep.
I think it's vandalism. I think somebody did it on purpose.
Probably.
Yeah. You know what? I could see that.
I don't think it happens that quickly.
That too. It was
just really a week
it was
and a half.
Just, I forgot that as far as the time thing, that takes quite a while, yeah. Even in heat and humidity for that funk to grow. Yeah,
it'll be the most disgusting thing you'll see at a pool this summer, except for all the Euros wearing the lump suits here for the World Cup.
I heard a rumor that Jerry Nadler got in there and waited around a little bit.
That would do it.
President Trump turned 80 years old yesterday, the big 80, and he opened up his birthday card and said, no, fake news.
So,
he says 80 is the new 60. And he's off, you know, he did a big UFC event last night, and of course off to the G7 in Geneva, Switzerland, big meeting and a big agreement to reach a peace deal to be signed on this Friday. I don't know if you saw much of the UFC stuff last night. It was just incredible. What a spectacle that was. The flyovers by the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels and the B2B Lance bomber that flew over with its afterburners glowing in the dark. I'm just telling you, it was quite a spectacle. It really was.
I didn't see it.
I wish I would have seen it, too.
I think it'll be on, they'll go back and it was on Paramount. So if you didn't have Paramount, but they'll come back and replay it, I'm sure. But it really was. It was packed.
Of course.
Yeah, and Weather Channel tried to put a kibosh on it, saying there were going to be thunderstorms and millions of mosquitoes. The only forecast where there was thunder, all right, it was called Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
And then one UFC fighter, Josh Hokett, he won his bout at the White House at the Octagon, and then listen to what he said after he won.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
Okay.
Oh, my.
One guy knocked another guy out. As he was falling to the canvas, he saluted Trump. He just hit him, and he saw him. He was going out, and he just saluted Trump as he was going down.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
That's a different breed of guys.
Yeah, it is. It takes a different breed. And the left was criticizing. Did you see what they countered with? Bette Midler with a bunch of aging hippies singing some anti-fascist song.
That's what I saw in Bel Air on Route 24 on Saturday.
Just unreal. But, it was a great night all the way around. And, of course, leading up to the big America 250, which is coming up here in a couple of weekends.
Wow.
Quick update before we go.
Yes, sir.
Active fire call. Baltimore City just arrived. Reisterstown Road, Fulton Avenue on the northwest side.
All right, if you want to react to the agreement that has been reached between the U.S. and Iran, and there are other countries involved in this as well. It's just not U.S. and Iran. You got Israel, you got all the Arab countries, and much, much, much more. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for State Senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for State Senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford, Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
623, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
BW Parkway still looks good right in the area of 175, and no problems there. And again, we had a report right before 6 that there was a wreck on the Parkway northbound around 198. Again, there's no impact there, but the traffic a little busier now coming up from Greenbelt Road and up through that area. And we're busy here at 175, especially southbound, coming down from Arundel Mills Boulevard. But that's the typical ride for this time of the morning. Beltway locally looks good. No issues right now at the Harbor Tunnels. That's an active fire call in the city. They're up there at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Sunshine today. It'll be mild and dry and a little breezy. Probably highs near 80 degrees if we make it. Enjoy it. The heat will start cranking back up by the end of the week. Right now, sunny, 64 downtown, and it is 63 in Parkville. The president confirmed a deal had been reached yesterday and authorized the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz, saying that, quote, the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines, let the oil flow. President Donald J. Trump. He also said that following intensive talks, we're pleased to announce the peace deal between the U.S. and Islamic Republic of Iran has been reached. Both sides have declared the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon. And the ceremony to sign the deal will be Friday, June 19th. Now, this will be, it is being reported, and again, we don't know. That is, there'll be a 60-day negotiation period to hammer out all the details as far as how do we get the enriched uranium, the nuclear dust, as President calls it, what kind of verification, how often, how, and so on and so forth. Some of this is going to be have to be codified by Congress if there's any kind of treaty or long-term deal with Iran. And if everything works out, we keep our fingers crossed and need your prayers, this could lead to an incredible golden age for the Middle East. But a lot has to be rest on the shoulders of Iran, whether they have been punished enough, whether they think they don't want to go down this road again. Because, you know, it always can be if they renege, if they act up, if they try to do what they've done for 47 years to other American presidents, this president is not going to tolerate it. Mark in Baltimore, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Yes, good morning, Sean and company. By the way, month ago, to President Trump on his 80th birthday. In reference to this so-called agreement, and I mentioned the word so-called, at the end of the day, after next Friday, whenever this is finalized, the Reagan office will still be in charge in Iran. Over 16 weeks ago, President Trump had urged the people of Iran to overthrow these Reagan office to install a more democratic government, I would hope, hopefully with the Shah's son, who's living in Paris right now. So the problem is, what kind of a deal is this when at the end of the day, people are not going to have freedom over there? Even if the oil is flowing and the ships are going through the Strait of Hormuz, what does that do for the people of Iran, innocently speaking? What do you think?
Well, obviously, they're in a precarious position. Look, they're going to have to do whatever they like we did here. We're celebrating this 250 years ago, then in the next couple of weeks. We had to take up arms against a tyrannical government. They're going to have to do the same thing if they truly want to be free. We can't do all the heavy lifting here because we would get bogged down. It'd be another one of these forever wars and quagmire, whatever you want to call it. That's something that President Trump did not want to do. He promised he was going to do it, and he did take action. No other American president has done it in 47 years. He did it. And unfortunately for the people of Iran, they just don't have access to the weapons that they need. Now, the president, and by the way, Mark, thanks for the call. The president tried to get up in the arms, and he sent arms through the Kurds. But the Kurds are the ones that kept the arms for themselves. So he's not happy about that development with the Kurds, and he said he'll have a long memory when it comes to the Kurds and what happens there. But look, for the people of Iran, they need your thoughts and prayers, and hopefully, again, that'll be enough. I just don't know who's in charge there. I don't know if it's the murder mullahs or the IRGC or a combination of both. But I think some are saying this is a tactical pause on Iran's part. Could be. We'll have to wait and see. The ink hasn't been signed yet. The ink's not even dry. Let's wait and see what's in the text and then what happens next. But the good news here is that this president does want his default position is peace. He wants to be a peacemaker, and he wants a lasting peace. He doesn't want to have to go to war. He doesn't want a forever war. And now, of course, hopefully the Iran deal goes down, gets signed, and they behave. And we'll have to trust and verify and get that nuclear dust out of their hands. But the next big one now is Ukraine and Russia as well. Already, 8 peace deals. And, of course, you got a bunch of people whining and crying already. And I haven't even seen the text yet. It's just, it's like clickbait. It's audio clickbait is what it is. I want to remind you, contractors, when you're trying to keep a kitchen or remodel project moving, on time, etc. I mean, that really matters. So that's why you really should get to know my good friend Mike and his team, Elegant Kitchens and Design in Baltimore County. Now, they help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be. So whether you need cabinets, granite, quartz, quartzite, they can help you keep the job moving and on time. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. They're right there on Joppa Road, and make sure you tell them that I sent you. That's Elegant Kitchen and Design. We'll welcome them as a brand new sponsor here on Casey & Company and WCBM. It's 6:30. Time to get some news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to identify a person in connection with an assault and armed carjacking of a scooter rider. The incident happened shortly before 1 p.m. Sunday in the 1700 block of West North Avenue. Authorities have released surveillance images of the individual, and anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Wes Moore delivered remarks in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Maryland Science Center on Saturday and broke ground for the renovation of the center's Harbor Plaza. Since opening in 1976, the Science Center has had more than 15 million guests. The Harbor Plaza renovation will feature new science exhibits focused on fossils and gravity, more green space, shaded areas, and improved water management. And Fox 45 reports that a large police presence filled Fells Point overnight after hundreds of young people crowded the streets, prompting multiple calls for disorderly conduct and at least one arrest. It was just a flood of kids, George Hanna said. They were obviously younger because if they were older, they probably would have been in the bars. It was like a movie scene. Thousands of people flock to Fells Point when temperatures rise, but residents say the large crowds often bring concerns about what happens after midnight. And firefighters rescued multiple dogs after a three-alarm fire broke out at a row home in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill neighborhood Sunday afternoon, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. And the chief of staff for the BCFD said crews received a call for a working fire at 2515 Brookfield Avenue at 1220 p.m. And Fox 45 reports that thunderstorms caused significant flight disruptions Sunday evening at the three major airports serving the Washington, D.C. region, prompting ground stops, lengthy delays, and dozens of cancellations. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
This is Alex Marlowe with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, make sure you're registered to vote. Next, plan on voting on primary election day, June 23rd, at your polling place. It's vital to get out the vote, so try to take five voters with you. Do your patriotic duty, because change can't happen without your vote. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard around the world.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the west side outer loop now, you're beginning to slow a little bit. There are a lot of gaps in the traffic, but it's slowing. Liberty Road as you're crossing there, down through I-70 and towards Route 40, and then it gets better downhill as per usual after the ramp at Frederick Road, beginning to fill in now. A little slowing there at Hartford Road on the northeast corner of the outer loop. That is an active fire call in the city. They're still working at the scene. There's going to be a perimeter set up, so be careful there. Northwest side at Reisterstown Road and Fulton Avenue. And looks like we're still clear and good to go this morning with a few brake lights now on 895 southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Snake bitten is a way to describe Trevor Rogers.
Hit the bag. Second, and it hits the bag. He goes into center field. Around from second base comes Taylor. And he will score as safe at second base goes Duran.
Don Orsillo with the call on Padres TV. Rodolfo Duran with a two-out grounder headed right towards Jackson Holliday, which would have ended the inning, but instead off the second base bag, and it's an RBI double as the Padres score two softies in the second on their way to a 5-2 win over the Birds. After the game, Trevor Rogers, who pitched six good innings, lamenting his luck.
It was tough, you know. Just did my job, execute pitches, got the ball on the ground, and game inches, and you could either let it affect the rest of the day, or as soon as the ball hits the bag, kind of you just got to laugh at stuff like that.
Just those two runs allowed by Rogers in the six innings, but the loss leaves the Birds at 34-39 on the year, worse than they were when the homestand started, and they're 10.5 games behind New York in the American League East. Switching gears, as it were, to NASCAR we go, the Cup Series at the Pocono Raceway in Long Pond, Pennsylvania, and what in the world is going on with Denny Hamlin?
Four times in his career, he's won back-to-back, but he's never had the hat trick, winning three in a row. Boy, has he been so impressive.
All on Amazon Prime Video, three times in a row indeed. Hamlin has sat on the pole, leading to three straight wins. First Nashville, last week Michigan, and yesterday in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, last night in D.C., the UFC Freedom 250 on the south lawn of the White House, the night belonging to Justin Gaethje, pounding Ilia Topuria. Here are the final seconds from Topuria's corner.
He just said something to his brother.
Watch it. No. We finished the fight.
He's trying to not.
And that'll do it.
That's it.
Oh, he's done.
He couldn't finish the fight. Call on Paramount Plus. Justin Gaethje with the upset. He is the undisputed UFC lightweight champion. To basketball we go, where there was bedlam in Brooklyn on Saturday night.
Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended.
Go ahead and cry. Mike Breen had the final call on ESPN, and the drought indeed is over. Jalen Brunson, the hero again. 45 points on the night, including 13 straight in the fourth quarter. The Knickerbockers take the Spurs 94-90 in Game 5. Parade in Midtown on Thursday. The time now is 6:37. When we return, lightning strikes twice.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
First of all, good to be back on Monday. Happy weekend to you.
What a weekend it was.
You had the
USA World Cup game against Paraguay.
I didn't even get to that yet.
I know. That was just amazing. The crowd, the electricity, everything went on there. And I missed the first half, but I did get the chance to watch the second half. Wasn't much action. So you had that. You had the NBA Finals. You had the Stanley Cup last night, and then the UFC event, which was just off the charts.
I'm not a big fan of the UFC event, as you probably know, but watching the highlights of it and the pomp and circumstance, and I heard you talking about it.
Well, did you like boxing when we were younger?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's kind of like boxing.
It's kind of like boxing, but there was more of an order to boxing. You had the gloves, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, the point is, though, it looked fabulous.
Yes, it was fabulous.
And it was an event. And I didn't realize that there were 80,000 people
yes.
on the Ellipse.
Yes.
That totally blew my mind.
And look at the compare and contrast, the orderly crowd as they left versus
yeah.
what happened in New York. Yeah.
Exactly right. So I was going to say, this weekend has just been unbelievable in terms of sports. And you know I'm a numbers guy, right? And I feel there's like some organic, you know, flow to numbers in the world. How about this? Both the Knicks and the Hurricanes, Stanley Cup champions, NBA champions, in the postseason, ended at 16-3.
Wow.
That was their record.
That's crazy.
So that's symmetry.
They were dominant.
Yeah, yeah, both.
They were dominant.
Except for the Orioles, unfortunately, which, like I said, one step forward, two steps
yeah.
back.
Did you see that story where Wemby got a family kicked out of a hotel?
I did not see that
yeah.
story.
I saw the headline. I hadn't got a chance to read it yet, but apparently they were Knicks fans, and they were just saying to them good luck or whatever, but you know, yeah, how New Yorkers can be, but
yeah.
you're going to need it against the Knicks, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, was that all there was to the story? We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
But it might be worth your investigation.
I'm on it, Sean.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Also on it was Wes Moore doubling down once again in still yet another interview, this one with Kate Bolton. On CNN Thursday morning. Here is what I give her credit. She asked a tough question, and listen to his dodge the response, and we'll discuss in just a moment.
Broadly, Governor, have you misstated, mischaracterized, misrepresented in describing your military service career?
I have never mischaracterized my military career, and I'm very proud of the service that we all did in Afghanistan and my time throughout the Army.
That's a false statement. He has never mischaracterized his military career. He mischaracterized his Bronze Star. He mischaracterized leading a combat operation. He mischaracterized being in an actual firefight. I mean, there are at least a half dozen mischaracterizations, misrepresentations, and misstatements. And, of course, then she followed up with this latest out of the Baltimore Banner, in which, again, a combat contradiction, and he got the timing of one of his alleged good soldier friends. His death was all reversed as well.
In one of your books, you've described evocative descriptions of the first time that you were shot at in Afghanistan, describing the sounds of shells buzzing past your ears, a flurry of divots leaping out of the earth around your feet. But you also reference the experience of leading soldiers into combat. And in the interview with the Banner, that you said that you have never been ordered to lead offensive missions in Afghanistan. You also have misrepresented your record. You also misstated what happened with regard to the timing of the death of a friend of yours when you were overseas, First Sergeant Toby Meister. How you grieved, you'd stated that you grieved his death at your grandfather's funeral. He died days after that funeral had taken place. How do you explain this?
Well, I think the article helps to highlight that when I say that, you know, we led soldiers in combat, that we did. That my job was serving as a director of information operations, where I was leading a team of PSYOPs and civil affairs, and we all fall under SOCOM, which is Special Operations Unit within the military. And my job was to go outside of the wire multiple times a week. And the thing that we know is that while my job was never to conduct offensive operations, it was the enemy's job to conduct offensive operations against us. And we had to then turn around and respond. And I think about the things that I wrote about. Again, things that all I factually stand by. You know, I know that a decade after redeploying from one of the most traumatic moments in my life, where we were deployed to one of the most dangerous places in the world, where I lost friends over there, where we know the dangers that we had to face every time we had to leave the wire, that trauma, and frankly, that therapeutic process that I was going through in writing, where I was very clear that, you know, some of these things are going to be composites. And do I wish on certain things I would have been more, added more context to the reader? I do. And I will own that. But everything that I wrote there is not just factual. I think it helps to explain the trauma that so many of us have felt as we've come home, and how we've continued to deal with it and process it as we've reintegrated back to society.
So much there to unpack. The lying about offensive operations, leading combat, the fact now he's blaming trauma, so he's the victim, and admitting that he used composites. Remember Obama? Remember Obama? This guy, I'm telling you, he's Obama 2.0. Composites and everything. He take it right out of the Obama playbook. We're going to make up girlfriends. We're going to make up friends. We're going to make up soldier friends. And then we're going to lie about their death. This is very, very disturbing. I got more coming up from this interview in just a second. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking at the impact. It's outer loop at Georgia Avenue, backed up very quickly back beyond Route 29 and heading back towards New Hampshire Avenue. And there must be something to it because the inner loop coming up from the Mormon Temple is also backed up. So in Montgomery County now, we have delays on that side of the Capitol Beltway, but mostly on the outer loop. That's where the impact is at the Georgia Avenue ramp. It's an active fire call in the city. Several roadways are blocked. Northwest side, Meisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue. So local traffic there. Plenty of room to go around it. But local detours definitely underway through there. Right now, the Old Harbor Tunnel is pushing a little more than 10 minutes southbound. Heavy traffic there. 95 is still running okay. A little heavier traffic on the Beltway on the Parkville side and filling in coming down the west side, at least from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, mild, dry, and breezy here to start the day. And we'll be highs just about near 80 today. And cool for the first part of the week. And then things start heating up, you know, a little bit later on in the week back into the upper 80s. Right now, 66 in sunny in Dundalk, 65 in Millersville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I don't know why they call this stuff hamburger helper. It does just fine by itself, huh? I like it better than tuna helper myself.
tuna helper. It's two scariest words in the English
rub it
language.
All over yourself. It's just
tuna, and you'll be followed by cats everywhere. Unbelievable. Today, just for you, Maggie, a special day. Today
I
is.
I thought it was for Chuck.
Today is National Prune Day.
Oh, pruney night, the stars are sweetly wrinkled. We are the fruit that your grandmother loves.
Oh, pruney night.
Oh, great.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Where do you think the most expensive pizza is in the land of the 50 states?
Well, I mean, there's
price-wise?
Yeah.
$1,000?
No, I mean, as far as the cost of just a single pie.
Okay.
On average.
There's so many places you can go.
This would be a medium cheese pizza. Okay, not a large, but a medium cheese pizza. We find out that, obviously, Hawaii is one of them. Hawaii's right up there, as is parts of California. Mm-hmm. Right now, Houston is the leading capital of affordable pizza. Baltimore is 13th most expensive.
For pizza.
A medium cheese pizza will run you $17.70 in Baltimore. So we're like the 13th most expensive. Top pizza. Five are San Diego, San Jose, L.A., Honolulu, and Fresno. All California and Hawaii.
Interesting.
Even Alaska beats them. So, I don't know why they want to do this collaboration, but Spam is teaming up with Hello Kitty.
My granddaughter loves it.
It's
going to
be a little pretty deed, isn't it?
Limited edition Hello Kitty Spam.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's it
going to look
Vietnam?
For them.
They're calling it Torta Sizzle, which follows a food-loving Hello Kitty. She travels around the globe exploring regional Spam creations.
Holy
shit. They've got to keep Spam relevant somehow. Why, I don't know, but I haven't had Spam in 50 years.
I've never had Spam. Nope.
Spam. Pizza Hut is kicking off the summer with the launch of Hut Originals. They're bringing back some of their beloved programs called Book It, Summer of Stories. Oh. So you can read a book, and I think you can earn some points in order to get some free pizzas at Pizza Hut.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Burger King's new chicken fries say they taste like a can of Pringles. Not getting good reviews on the Burger King chicken fries. The Crown Nuggets are, they're flying off the shelves there, but the chicken fries, they have Pringles sour cream and onion chicken fries, and, of course, some other ones as well. So if you like sour cream and onion Pringles, you'll love their chicken fries at Burger King.
Weirdness.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 648 again. Back in May of 2022, Governor Moore wrote, "When I was an Army captain and led soldiers into combat in Afghanistan, we lived by a simple principle, leave no one behind." And as you just heard, the question from the CNN interviewer, he was not in any kind of direct line of fire, firefight. Yeah, he got a combat action badge for indirect because you're in country and a couple of rockets landed on his forward operating base. And that's dangerous. There's a level of danger to that. But he was a brigade level staff officer working in information operations at FOB Salerno. It's important work. It can be dangerous work, but it's not the same as leading frontline soldiers in firefights into combat, which is what he said he did. And then she asked a question about whether he did this to embellish his political career.
What is suggested in the reporting by the Baltimore Sun is that you did this knowingly. That you padded your resume in order to further or set yourself up for a future political career. And you respond to that by saying what?
I think it is deeply slanderous and disrespectful to think that any of us would leave our family, would go deploy to some of the most dangerous places in the world, would go and leave a wire knowing that there is a very distinct and real possibility that you're not going to come back. That we all then now have to deal with the realities that we have friends who lost their lives overseas or who came back remarkably different, and to think that we did it for a political purpose. I did not serve because of politics, and I could care less about how this impacts my political career. The same way I didn't serve because of medals or awards or recognition. I served, we served because we believe in this country and because this country asked us to. And any type of insinuation that we would have risked our lives for something other than the fact that this country asked us to, I find to be not just deeply disrespectful to all of us, but slanderous.
It is deeply disrespectful and slanderous to embellish your military record, your military service. Yes, you did serve, and you should honor that service. But when you tell lies or you misrepresent what that service was about, that is indeed stolen valor. That is a false statement, and it is deeply disturbing and disrespectful to all veterans who have served. All right, more on Governor Moore coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Kroc, CPA Treasurer.
Maryland reportedly mixed up a 500,000 absentee ballots. Some voters even received ballots for the wrong party. How convenient. I'm Bernie Flowers, Republican candidate for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. We can't control their mistakes, but we can control our response. Vote by mail, vote early, or vote on Election Day. But vote. Help me win the Republican primary, and together we will hold the establishment accountable. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message. Paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, Treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police, Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Firefighters, Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Monday morning rush hour, and here he is, fresh off the octagon himself, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Still sweating. And a lightning strike. I'm all fired up.
Yes, you are.
Hell, I would have been knocked out in the first second. What are you talking about? I would have collapsed before I even got in there. The 895 runs southbound the Old Harbor Tunnel. Backed up a little bit. It's a speed reduction now. It's actually moved down somewhat right around O'Donnell Street. And then everybody is going into the tunnel on the southbound side. Fort McHenry Tunnel, looking at it live, all four lanes are open. Just a little bit slow in the right tube southbound. It looks like everybody's still coming out on the southbound side and then moving down eventually towards the ramps at 95 Russell Street and 395. Parkville side, we're a little slow there on the outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side is right around Liberty Road, down through I-70, getting better after Route 40 in Frederick Road. Capitol Beltway, that's the problem area. The wreck is there on the outer loop near the bridge at Georgia Avenue. Delays go all the way back towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny, mild, and dry today. Breezy. Highs upper 70s to near 80. Right now, 63 and sunny in Bel Air, 66 in Dundalk. Let's take a quick call. Michael's in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. My comment was you brought up about spam and yeah, how relevant it was. My wife and I did a trip to Hawaii, and you would not believe, you know, when you go into the store here, it's like a little section where it's got a couple cans and all. Over there, it's like a third of an aisle. Spam, all kind of different flavors and all. And even when you go to McDonald's, they have an Egg McMuffin that's a spam sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been to Hawaii twice, and I just never really picked up on that. But apparently because of the military having, you know, Pearl and Hickam Air Force Base and so on and so forth, that it was a staple during World War II, and it kind of just stuck around.
Yeah. And the other thing, just sitting here listening to you about Governor Moore, it's almost like that song, The Smooth Operator.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a great song for him. Song
when you bring it up to him, when you bring up Governor Moore, Smooth Operator. All right,
Michael, thanks so much. Appreciate you sharing that story with us. You know, speaking of Governor Moore, remember we told you on Friday, he said he envisioned his good friend Toby Meister, a first sergeant who was killed in action in Afghanistan. He envisioned him in the casket with his grandfather when he returned stateside to attend his funeral. Moore's grandfather's funeral was held December 17, 2005. But First Sergeant Toby Meister wasn't killed till 10 days later, December 27, 2005. Moore could not have been mourning Meister's death at his grandfather's funeral. Just another embellishment. And notice he skipped over that part of the question when he was asked about and one of Meister's good friends, Army Staff Sergeant John Pfeiffer of Kerrville, Texas, says again, regarding his Moore, Meister said, could not have known each other personally in any meaningful way. Quote, there was no intersection of time and place for Toby and Moore to have met in any way and get to know each other. What kind of person picks a guy like Toby, who was the best of the best, and then personally capitalizes on him being killed? End of quote. Pfeiffer also wondered whether Governor Moore had ever personally reached out to Meister's family to express his condolences regarding Toby's death. That really is lower than the whale dung at the bottom of the ocean when you do something like that. And then, of course, he got defensive in the CNN interview about all the questions about his military service.
Integrity and trust. And you know this. I mean, this is what this is. They are questioning your integrity. They are questioning if people can trust you today and going forward. First things, did you get things wrong?
There is nothing factual that's incorrect. And that's the thing I do want to be clear on.
Yes.
Is that I think about the source. Do you know who's not questioning my accounts? or who's not questioning my integrity? The United States Army. Do you know who's not questioning my accounts or my integrity? The 82nd Airborne Division. Do you know who's not questioning my accounts or my integrity as is listed in the banner article? The people I serve with in Afghanistan, who all came out and verified everything that we saw and everything that we did together while in Afghanistan. That my family doesn't question my integrity or question, question my truthfulness. The people of Maryland don't question my integrity or my truthfulness. So I really say I think about the source of it. That if a political operative wants to come and do it, I know their motivation. But the truth is that when the Army, the 82nd Airborne Division, and people you serve with are not questioning your integrity, I put more credence on that than what a politically motivated operative thinks.
All right, we'll discuss this on the other side, so stay with us on that one. Low testosterone doesn't just affect libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence before most men realize even what's happening. You start feeling it everywhere, in the gym, on the stairs, even though how you move through the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality, both available this Men's Health Month. Buy one, get two more completely free. Prime RX promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, boosting your own testosterone, while ActiveFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery so movement and performance feel natural again. So go to res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Use the code FEELSTRONG. Buy one bottle of Prime RX or ActiveFlex. Get two more free. The code again is FEELSTRONG at 1-800-26-ALIVE or res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street futures are soaring as oil prices tumble following announcement of a memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran.
Vice President J.D. Vance tells Fox News this deal means Iran will never be able to have a nuke. President Trump making the announcement on his Truth Social page, saying the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all, explanation point. I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and simultaneously herewith authorize the immediate removal of the United States naval blockade. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow! Explanation point. Laura Winters reporting.
But there are some key differences in the way the U.S. and Iran describe the deal, which in any event may be signed on Friday. Talks on Ukraine and Moldova joining the European Union are underway today.
Viktor Orban's loss in the Hungarian election in April and a new position taken by his successor have allowed these talks to begin. They will focus first on democracy in Ukraine. Among other considerations, Kyiv will have to show it's made sufficient progress on tackling corruption. The overall accession process could run for years, with Ukraine's battle-hardened military and cutting-edge drone technology. President Zelensky argues the EU needs his country for the future security of the whole continent.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. Russia unleashed a massive overnight attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. A centuries-old religious site heavily damaged, and five rescue workers were killed in northeastern Ukraine. The war expected to be discussed at the G7 summit in Geneva. President Trump is on his way to the summit now. Stock futures are sharply higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 436 points. NASDAQ futures are up 607 points, gain of over 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather
on the threes.
Baltimore County Fire says they're heading out to a wreck on Mount Carmel Road, very close to I-83, so we'll keep an eye on that. Also heard some chatter of a wreck on I-95. Now, there are two problems here. 95 and 895 actually has two locations, one in Rosedale and then 95 and 895 over near the Howard County line. So just a heads up, both sides, so we can get some more information on that. In the meantime, there may be some flashing lights arriving in the area. We've had an active fire call in the city this morning, and they're still working there. Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue on the northwest side. Heads up on the Capitol Beltway. We had the wreck, had lane blockage, outer loop near Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Abingdon and 63 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Wes Moore went on CNN Thursday morning and answered the central question plainly. However, what he said was not true. Asked by Kate Baldwin whether he had misstated, mischaracterized, or misrepresented his military service, Moore replied, "I have never mischaracterized my military career," which is a false statement. Moore then tried to use institutional silence from the Army as vindication. And large crowds gathered in Fells Point on Saturday night as Baltimore police maintained a visible presence throughout the popular waterfront neighborhood. Baltimore police say officers responded to multiple calls for disorderly individuals in Fells Point between midnight and 3 a.m. early Sunday morning, including a report of a large crowd in the street. Video captured by Fox 45 News showed crowds filling streets and sidewalks while officers were stationed at several intersections in the area. According to police, during that time, a 24-year-old man was arrested and taken into custody. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 525, the pick 4, 2477. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Wasted chances doomed the Birds again yesterday in their 5-2 loss to the Padres. Baltimore just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position as they dropped 2-of-3 to San Diego, 4-of-7 on the homestand. Trevor Rogers was the hard luck loser, his record now 3-7.
I'll take this team over anyone in the league. I have the utmost confidence in everyone in this room, and you know, it's only going to take, you know, one inning, one game to get it turned around with runners in scoring position, but I believe every single guy in this clubhouse.
Rogers allowing just 2 runs in 6 innings pitched. He did take the loss. On a brighter note, how about the U.S. men's national team delivering on Friday night in Los Angeles?
Right below us, Mauricio Pochettino. Alvin, can he get inside? Still back. Flo Balogun!
All on the Fox Network, Filarin Balogun with a double. That means two goals, leading the irrepressible U.S. men's team to a 4-1 win over Paraguay, the most scored by a U.S. team in World Cup play. They'll take on Australia this Friday night in Seattle, the Aussies beating Turkey 2-0 on Saturday. And finally, this sad note from the world of football. Former NFL defensive end Alden Smith, plagued with drug and alcohol problems for much of his NFL career, has passed away. Smith played 10 seasons in the league with the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Cowboys. His 33.5 sacks in his first two seasons are the most in NFL history. No cause of death has been announced. Alden Smith was 36 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, Iran starts World Cup play in L.A. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this hour, the State Board of Elections is going to keep the ballot printing vendor. Another massive failure. Tulsi Gabbard reveals 120 bio labs in 30 different countries, and Fauci lies about gain of function. And our top story, Maryland's Uniparty Republicans contribute and endorse to Democrats. They have pulled the mask completely off now, and we'll name some names here in just a second. But we were discussing Governor Moore, and Brian has hit it on the head here. Moore's answer was ridiculous. Attempted to change up what people's concerns are. No one is saying that you entered military service to advance your political career. People are saying you're lying about your military service to advance your political career. There's a difference.
100%. And, you know, it's funny because in his list of all the people who don't care and don't question him, he listed the entire state of Maryland, all the people in Maryland. Apparently nobody's questioning him. So I think us and the Baltimore Sun and all of our listeners and readers and Governor Moore's opponents and their supporters are all disagreeing, and probably many more. So I just think that's ironic that he goes on national TV and says the entire state is, there's no one in the entire state that's questioning him. Another observation I have, I don't know if the CNN, I agree that Kate Bowen asked him some tough questions, but she didn't really push back.
Didn't follow up.
It was more of a platform for him to address these things, since he's been trying to ignore it, and he's been hoping it would go away, but it's not going away. And because obviously there is a plan for him, you know, at some point he has to address them. So I still look at this as this was some sort of agreement to give him a friendly and a national platform, not even anything local, because again, the plans for him are to be a national star, so it had to be something national. So, but the fact that she didn't push back and he was allowed to just, you know, blah, 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 say whatever and continue his lies. But then from this way forward, if someone brings it up again, well, I've already addressed this.
Right.
So I don't know if it was that hard-hitting of an interview, but I think it was more to help Moore and his PR team to, like, say they addressed it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's hard-hitting. I give credit where I just ask you a tough question, and that's how low the bar is for CNN and its anchors. But, you know, notice that he did not address Toby Meister at all. She put his name in the question, and he just skipped over it, completely ignored it, and there was no follow-up there. Well, you didn't answer the question about Toby Meister, Governor, and so you're absolutely right there. She just kind of, you know, it was sort of like, I give you one hardball question, then we're going to get softballs the rest of the way. Look, as it's pointed out in the Baltimore Sun article over the weekend by Drew Sullins, the Army is not a fact-checking organization for sitting governor's memoirs, campaign statements, or television interviews. An Army Airborne Division is not going to issue a public character assessment about a former junior officer's political biography. The Army releases records. The records speak for themselves, and the records are precisely the problem for Moore, which is perhaps why the governor has refused to release them fully. So here's the question. Is the governor the only one that can release those records, or can the Pentagon override that and release them?
Good question.
Just asking.
Maybe
for...
Maybe we should reach out to Secretary Hinsett.
Exactly.
But the arrogance of this guy who's constantly, like, almost citing and referencing major sources, and he's speaks for them. And you're right, the Army's not going to necessarily go out and fact-check everybody and constantly put out press releases. I mean, it's the same thing as when he was going around quoting Secretary Duffy of the Transportation Department, saying he was saying the Key Bridge was the fastest infrastructure project going on in the country, when that, there was no way. Secretary Duffy did not say that. So I don't know, A, how he gets away with this, but I guess, B, it's, you know, like you said, with his friend he didn't address. I guess it was just a composite.
I think that was an interesting revelation there as well. Toby Meister actually existed, and he did actually die and was killed in action, but I don't think he was an actual friend I think he was used. I think his name was used.
Exactly.
And we heard from one of Toby Meister's real friends.
And that's a psychological...
Yeah.
I mean, how can you lie? And again, the arrogance, when something can be easily disproved, why are you publishing something? But it did remind me, look, 15 years ago, I'm still scarred by this, when I was an intern here, starting on the morning show, you assigned to me one summer reading Obama's weird biographies, and I'm still scarred from that.
That was one of your first assignments.
To find the weird, and if there was anything weird in there, well, everything was weird. Yeah. There was something weird on every page, but that was what he did. Yeah, no, that was the first thing I thought when I heard more. Well, it's just composite. If there's something not factual, it was just a composite. But that's exactly what Obama did. You're right. He made up he merged stories and characters.
Yeah, crazy.
It's bizarre.
Thanks, Kristen. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we said that we were looking for this wreck. We get a wreck at 95 and 895. And as I mentioned, there are two locations there. One is in Rosedale. This one is where the accident is going into Howard County. So if you're coming down 95 from the Beltway, you're crossing the Patapsco River Bridge. We see the impact there, and there's going to be a delay on 95 as you're working your way south towards the bridge at Montgomery Road. And even the northbound side is slowing through there. I don't see which lane it's in yet, waiting for that update from the state police, but that's a big backup already on 95 headed south. About 10 minutes ago, at the same time that call came in, there was a report of a wreck on Mount Carmel Road, very close to the ramp at I-83. Haven't heard anything further on that. Some slowing on the Beltway. There is some slowing at both the harbor tunnels, but nothing really out of the ordinary there. Capitol Beltway still a bit slow. Most of that activity had gotten to the shoulder finally on the outer loop in Montgomery County, and the wreck there at the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecasts it's going to be partly cloudy today, mild and dry, breezy, upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Right now, sunny and 67 in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the big news is that there apparently has been an initial agreement has been reached to discover and discuss and cut a peace deal with Iran this coming Friday at the G7 in Geneva. The president announced that yesterday on Truth Social. We don't have any details. I know a lot of people are publishing stuff. And again, it's nothing. I have the White House app. I subscribe to all the White House emails. I've had nothing from the White House yet on what exactly is in this deal. So we don't know. Everything else is pure speculation, propaganda from the Iranians, propaganda from the media, from the Democrats, from some neoconservatives that are trying to queer the deal. Because they want a forever war with boots on the ground. That's what they want. President Trump is going to give them that, and he has punished Iran. The question is, look, you hope for regime change. There was some regime change, but unfortunately, the Iranians themselves just aren't equipped with enough weaponry to make that change as of yet. Who knows? President Trump did announce a strike on Tren de Aragua leadership with support from Venezuela. And, you know, that's a model that certainly could have been followed here with Iran as well. The president is requesting FISA reauthorization attached to the Save America Act, and I think that's a great move, getting these Republicans on the record as to who supports the Save America Act truly and who doesn't. The question is, will John Thune ever let it get to the Senate floor? Trump is endorsing Mike Collins in the Georgia Senate. A runoff dealing a blow to Rhino Governor Brian Kemp. That is something Brian Kemp, as you might remember, was ground zero of the Georgia election shenanigans as well. President speaking with both Vladimir Putin and Zelensky to reengage in the Russia-Ukraine peace process. Hopefully that'll be next. Vice President Vance says he expects President Trump to be very supportive if he runs in 2028. And also, U.S. Park Police are investigating after violent leftists vandalized the National Mall with an 8647 message just last week. Remember last week we also had the Todd Blanche talking about the 450,000 missing children, of which they found about 146,000, and then there were 15,000 what they're calling super sponsors that trafficked in children. They indicted 12 of them last week. But Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, this to me was very, very disturbing, and it proves that there are monsters among us, that there are monsters in the Democrat Party, and they were in charge of making decisions that absolutely put children in great jeopardy. Here's Secretary Mullen.
And you start hearing the absolute horrific things that took place underneath the Biden administration, under true neglect at best and criminal at worst, to allow 450,000 kids to go missing throughout this country. President Trump has made it a point to go find these kids. Because of our partnership with HHS and DOJ, Department of Homeland Security, truly using the best, which the Democrats sometimes want to demonize, because a lot of times this is ICE, this is HSI, this is CBP. These individuals that the Democrats seem to want to defund, but because of President Trump, we finally funded them for 3 years, we're able to push and go find these kids. We found 146,000 kids so far. 146,000 kids. We still have nearly 300,000 missing. We're investigating reports to where some of these kids claim that they were raped 600 to 700 times. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you have kids, if you don't have kids. I don't care if you're a liberal, you're independent, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. If you can't stand for law enforcement to go find these kids, who are you?
Who are you? You're a monster. That's who you are. Joe Biden and most of the regime that was in power in place during the last term of the Democrats prove once again how monstrous they are. They have to be, I think, the world's largest criminal organization, making the mob pale in comparison. They're absolute monsters that would do this to children, allow this to happen to children. That's the way it went down 512 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
FM, 721 coming up next to get some of your calls, comments, texts, and emails, and more chaos in Fells Point over the weekend. You're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so both the tunnels now getting some backing. 95 is still okay right here at O'Donnell Street, so that looks good. But 895 right next door is slowing right around the Erdman Avenue ramp through O'Donnell Street. So maybe 10, 12 minutes there. And it looks like 95 is still running without any big deal right now, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then looking there, all four lanes are open, eventually moving south towards 395. South of the city, as you're traveling 95 south towards Howard County, there's a wreck. Still haven't seen which lanes are blocked, but there's an impact there on 95 coming south from the Beltway. It backs up even before the airport cutoff at I-195. So a couple of options here, Washington Boulevard, and maybe even the Parkway southbound, and then work your way down to 175 and then come back over to 95 there. It's a long delay already for early this morning on 95 as you're traveling south. There are some slow pockets on the Beltway. JFX, nothing major. They're still mopping up on the building fire at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy skies today, breezy and dry, highs near 80, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. And then by the end of the week, we'll start seeing the heat arrive as the summer and Father's Day will coincide this weekend. Right now, sunny, 63 in Reisterstown, 69 in Windy in Ocean City. Let's take a phone call here from Linda in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I want to know why the Cuban communist Majorca is not in jail. Second of all, other stuff about the kids getting raped, this is nothing new. These kids get raped by their uncle, their father, the cousin in their own country. So this is nothing new. But Majorca needs to go to jail.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you can prove that he had knowledge of it, aided and abetted, and clearly he was an open border type that allowed this to happen, as well as the previous president and others. But, yeah, you're right. This does happen here in the United States, as well as in Cuba and other countries. And to me, we should bring a ton of bricks down on these people and throw the book at them. Linda, thanks so much for your call and pointing that out. But I think, you know, elections have consequences. And that's when you vote for today's Democrat Party, this is what you're voting for. Okay, you're voting for the open borders. You're voting for criminal, illegal aliens to wander the streets, as we saw in this most recent session with the Maryland General Insane Asylum, the Community Distrust Act. And then to have 146,000 children, thank God, have been recovered. But sadly, 300,000 more are still missing. And some of those, I don't know. You know, these are claims of rape of 600 to 700 times. I don't know if that's per child or whether it's in total. It's just, it's monstrous. It's evil. And that's who the modern Democrat Party represents. I'm not saying that they actually did this, but they created the environment that encourages this kind of criminal behavior. They look the other way. And let's face it, I do believe that there are people in both parties, but predominantly the Democrat Party, that, again, there's a predilection for some of these predators. It's the reason why the United States is the number one destination for child traffickers in the world. The people that are looking for sex trafficking, human trafficking, drug trafficking, all of the above, come to the United States because there's an ample supply of children that can be used for nefarious purposes. And if we as a nation, if we as human beings, if we as a people can't band together, we got people like Electric Bill Ferguson. They're worried about ICE arresting someone who happened to run on school property after fleeing a crime.
That's what they get upset about, not the fact that 300,000 children are missing, some of whom have been raped 600 or 700 times. That tells you you can take a deep look into the eyes and the soul of Bill Ferguson, Wes Moore, and the rest of these Democrats, Joe Biden, Alejandro Mayorkas, and that tells you exactly who and what you are dealing with. They are monsters. Plain and simple. Otherwise, they'd be speaking out against it. They'd be doing something to stop it. Residents are demanding answers in Fells Point after an early morning shooting on Saturday morning. Still no suspect in custody there. And then unruly crowds of teens, hundreds and hundreds of teens, took to the streets in the wee hours of the night, Saturday night into Sunday morning. One resident said it just was a flood of teens.
It was just a flood of kids. Like, they were obviously younger, because if they were older, they'd probably be in the bars. But, I mean, it was just like, it was like a movie scene. I was like 500-600 kids out there.
Yeah, a flood. And many of them underage drinking, open containers, and you name it. And one resident said, this is just the BPD stands around, really doesn't do much of anything.
They're taking these young 14, 15-year-old kids that don't have families. They want attention, and they get them to do their crimes because they absolutely know there is zero repercussions. They tell them, listen, you might be sit in jail for 3 hours, you'll be out. But the city doesn't want to acknowledge it.
No, the city doesn't want to acknowledge it because they created it. Now, I thought there was a curfew. Isn't there a summer curfew still in place? This is what happens under this mayor, this city council. They'd rather have them out in the streets at all hours of the night, underage drinking and, with unruly behavior than at home with their parents and families where they belong at 14 and 15 years of age. 729 Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. And Vinny is going to sell your home and for the price that you want during the time frame that you need to sell it, because he's got a database of over 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Again, once you sign the contract on the dotted line where you both agree on asking price and time frame, your home is sold. Guaranteed. That's how Vinny rolls. And that's how he does it. He's been doing it for 23 years, 10 of which you've been hearing here on WCBM. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or log on to VinnySteele.com and let Vinny Steele, Home Sold Guarantee Realty, sell your home for the price that you want in the time that you need today. 7:30, let's get the latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that thunderstorms caused significant flight disruptions Sunday evening at the three major airports serving the Washington, D.C. region, prompting ground stops, lengthy delays, and dozens of cancellations. According to the FAA's administration's National Airspace System status website, flights bound for Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport were subject to a ground delay program from 8:30 p.m. until 12:59 a.m. Monday because of thunderstorms. And residents are demanding answers after gunfire erupted in Fells Point early Saturday morning, just hours after World Cup celebrations wrapped up in one of Baltimore's most popular entertainment districts. According to Baltimore police, officers heard gunfire just before 2:30 a.m. near South Broadway. Investigators later discovered shattered glass and a bullet hole at the Brixton apartment complex. Police said a 31-year-old man was found suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. And firefighters rescued multiple dogs after a three-alarm fire broke out at a row home in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill neighborhood Sunday afternoon, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. The chief of staff for the BCFD said crews received a call for a working fire at 2515 Brookfield Avenue at 12:20 p.m. Fire officials determined the blaze required additional resources and declared a second alarm 5 minutes later. A third alarm was called at 12:41 p.m. Officials say multiple dogs were rescued and no injuries were reported among residents or fire crews. And Governor Wes Moore went on CNN Thursday morning and answered the central question plainly. However, what he said was not true. Asked by Kate Baldwin whether he had misstated, mischaracterized, or misrepresented his military service, Moore replied, "I have never mischaracterized my military career," which is a false statement.
It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so at one point, this wreck on 95 going into Howard County was blocking two of the left-hand lanes. I just saw a camera shot that was looking up from the bridge at Montgomery Road. It looks like now that the vehicles, including the Trooper, are off into the median, so we're getting most of the lanes by. But with that, I'm looking at the camera here back up at I-195, and that's a big delay. So anybody south of the Beltway, it's creep and crawl from there, and it doesn't get any better till you get into Howard County and after the bridge at Montgomery Road. So again, your options would be Route 1, Washington Boulevard, or slide over and pick up the Parkway southbound to at least 175, and then come back over to 95 from there. May save you 15 or 20 minutes as you're going south. City police picked up a couple of new accidents, both minor, but Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard near the city line, Erdman Avenue, and Federal Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
An unsatisfying homestand came to a close yesterday at Camden Yards.
It's a high fly ball to left center field, pretty deeply struck. Back goes Kowser at the wall. It is gone into the Padres' bullpen. A blast to left center field for Rodolfo Duran.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. What is it with these backup catchers? First Brandon Valenzuela, now Rodolfo Duran as the number nine hitter in the Padres lineup. Goes 2-for-3 with three driven in as the Padres beat the O's 5-2. They take the series 2-1. Trevor Rogers was the hard luck loser for Baltimore, pitching six solid innings of two-run ball, his manager after the game.
Played extremely well today. Yeah, some soft contact. Did a good job of getting the ball forward and then that one ball hitting the bag. Fortunate bounce, but yeah, that was tough. But
the loss leaves Baltimore at 34-39 on the year, worse than they were when the homestand began. 10.5 games behind New York in the American League East. Speaking of New York, they were in Toronto yesterday trying to win a series from the Blue Jays.
Driven deep to right field. There it goes! See ya! A long home run for Ben Rice.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Rice's 19th of the year, followed by a three-run Jose Caballero shot later in the ninth. And the Yanks take 2-3 from the Blue Jays. 8-3 yesterday was the final at the Rogers Center. NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono yesterday, and Denny Hamlin did something that only three drivers in NASCAR Cup history had ever done before.
Hamlin is on a heater. Denny gets his third victory in a row, and it comes here at Pocono.
All was on Amazon Prime Video. Denny Hamlin joining three NASCAR Hall of Famers, Richard Petty, Bobby Allison, and Darrell Waltrip, as the only drivers to win three in a row in the Cup Series. Meanwhile, to the World Cup we go, where the U.S. men have simply never looked better on the world's biggest stage than they did on Friday night.
Great ball on Robinson for Pulisic on the run. Pulisic trying to cut it back.
Paul goals on Fox. Valerian Balogun etching his name into U.S. soccer history with two goals on Friday night. The Americans pound Paraguay 4-1 the final. The U.S. on the attack all night. They'll face Australia in group play on Friday night. And finally, there's the Knickerbockers betting their future on a small guard out of Villanova 4 years ago. And that guard delivered them an NBA championship on Saturday night. Jalen Brunson, 45 points for New York. First title for the Knicks in 53 years. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's been 43 years in Baltimore.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Two generations of Oriole fans have now gone without a World Series here, 43 years. My question is this. If they ever do win the World Series, right?
Again.
You saw the footage of the bedlam in Brooklyn, the car smash, the window smashes. Does that happen in Baltimore?
Could be. Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I do.
For a baseball
look what happened to Fells Point over the weekend. Okay? That's just a little taste of what you're going to get.
And nobody won a championship.
Okay, exactly.
Wow.
Imagine what would happen just based on Fells Point. What would happen if the Orioles would win?
I just don't think that.
Maybe
would
not
happen.
to the degree and to the level that it happened in New York. But I think there would be some. There's some miscreants. There's some people out there
that want to start trouble. But Sean, New York is like they're crazy. They're crazy in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we're crazy in Baltimore.
Okay. Well,
you know,
I think I beg to differ based on the way people vote in this state. I think you have to be crazy.
43 years, a long time. By the way, Cleveland, 77 years.
Yeah.
You know, so you think it happened in Cleveland?
I think Cleveland would be raised to the ground if that happened in Cleveland.
The Cuyahoga again on fire.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, and I'm going to miss Tulsi Gabbard. She will step down this Friday as our last day of Director of National Intelligence, and she has been committed to transparency and declassifying a bunch of files that, you know, we told you there was gain of function being practiced by Fauci and NIH and his buddy Ralph Baric at University of North Carolina and over at the Wuhan lab. So it wasn't just China's fault. We told you this was a man-made CCP virus. This was not bat stuff. That's a bunch of bat guano. Tulsi revealed the existence of 120 biolabs in 30 different countries run by the United States government.
After months of searching through intelligence community holdings and files, today I'm releasing new evidence of longstanding U.S. government funding of more than 120 biolabs in over 30 countries. Now, these biolabs include labs in places like Ukraine, which could be at risk of compromise due to the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. In fact, the intelligence community had previously warned that a U.S.-funded biolab in Ukraine likely housed dangerous pathogens and remained vulnerable to longstanding threats of Russian attack, seizure, or damage. Now, until now, evidence regarding the full existence and funding of these laboratories had been knowingly withheld from you, the American people. Many of these U.S. government-funded biolabs are currently or have previously engaged in research using hazardous and highly contagious pathogens, and in some cases included dangerous gain-of-function research with very little visibility or oversight. Now, President Trump clearly understands the serious threat dangerous gain-of-function research poses to the American people. And this is why he took decisive action over a year ago. On May 25th, 2025, he signed an executive order to end federal funding of gain-of-function research around the world.
Yeah, but are they complying? That is the big question, because people like Dr. Fauci and others sat in Congress and lied, knowingly lied to senators and members of Congress about gain-of-function research that was being conducted.
Here at ODNI, I issued new guidance to the intelligence community directing increased collection on these laboratories and facilities overseas. And we're already seeing the results of this increased collection. We're learning new details, for example, on clinical trials that are underway at these facilities and that are raising significant ethical, financial, and security concerns regarding the supposed public health initiatives and U.S. national security. Now, despite the obvious potential for catastrophic global impact that research on dangerous pathogens in biolabs can have, politicians and so-called health professionals like Dr. Fauci, as well as entities within the Biden administration's national security team, lied repeatedly to the American people about the existence of U.S.-funded and supported biolabs. Not only did they lie, they threatened those who attempted to expose the truth.
Yes, they did. And what accountability? Remember, he was pardoned by Joe Biden. Ahead of time, because they knew, the deep state knows what they were up to. Krista, I know you wanted to weigh in.
Well, okay, I know we're running out of time. I was just going to say real quick, I mean, look, when we first, the general public kind of started hearing about these bio labs, that was back, I think, in 2021 when the Ukraine-Russia thing first came out, and it was considered a conspiracy theory on Twitter. But I also remember hearing the argument that Putin was aware of them, and Putin did not want the bio labs so close to his country. So I know that, you know, we've been kind of painted to think that, okay, he's a boogeyman and nothing he says is legit. But, you know, back when all that started, if you went back and listened to a few of the interviews that Putin gave and you read the translation, and he argued that a lot of the things that he had agreed to, that NATO had agreed to, that he didn't want near his country, were broken. A lot of the other side broke their commitments to him. And that's why he felt, now I'm not excusing his reaction or saying that was justified, but in his mind, that did justify why they came in. And sometimes you do have to think, maybe we have to challenge who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. I think under certain circumstances, I mean, we want to think the U.S. is a good guy in the world, but under certain administrations, clearly we were not. And, you know, was Ukraine really the good guy? You know, it seemed like it was a David and Goliath kind of a situation, so you thought Ukraine must be innocent, and they're getting picked on by giant Russia and Putin. But I don't know. When this stuff is kind of going on, I just think sometimes there's more to a lot of these situations than meets the eye. And now here we go again. Proof, one of the conspiracy theories. It's just interesting, and just wondered what else is going on that we don't know about.
Hear from Tulsi about the deep state cover-up coming up in just a second. I've got some other thoughts as well. We'll share 743 traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot. You can win some WCBM merchandise, but you must call now. Chuck Whitaker standing by with the latest on traffic. Chuck.
Palmer County Fire said they were heading out to a wreck. I don't see it yet, but I see some impact here. Outer loop, right around I-70 Security Boulevard. I'm concerned because just after the bridge at I-70, there's not a lot of traffic there, which would indicate there's something happening right there at I-70 and Security Boulevard. I'm still watching the camera, which is just above that at Dogwood Road and coming down from Liberty Road. They're still moving, but I think there may be a visual delay there, so we'll keep an eye on that west side. 95 southbound going into Howard County, that delay is still there. The wreck is after the merge where 895 comes in from the old Harbor Tunnel and merges into 95 South. The vehicles are in the median. The backup, though, is back even beyond the airport cutoff at I-195 and very slow south of the Beltway and down through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, dry today. Very mild day today, upper 70s to near 80 for the high. And pretty much the same for tomorrow. And then things start heating up towards the end of the week. It's sunny and 64 in Reisterstown and 66 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
We are just fine, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck. Here are your three stories. Story one, Rice University in Texas is now offering multiple courses centered around pop star Taylor Swift, including one class examining far-left themes such as American nationalism and whiteness. College 118 Mastermind, the Taylor Swift eras, will be offered this fall. Story 2, a Florida man, there he is again, pulled over on Friday after he was clocked flying down the highway at speeds of close to 100 miles per hour. When police pulled him over, they discovered 34 empty White Claw cans piled up on the passenger seat. 34. Oh. Don't know if all of them had been imbibed or not.
You'd be puking really all over the place.
It makes more than a case.
Yeah, really. And story number three, Yale University is the first Ivy League to offer a DEI major as part of their Bachelor of Arts program. Undergrads must have a minimum of 60 credits in diversity, equity, and inclusion to graduate with a DEI degree from Yale. All right, story one, Taylor Swift, of course, being offered at Rice. Story two, man gets pulled over after having 34 empty cans of White Claw in his passenger seat. Or story three, Yale offering the first ever Ivy League DEI degree. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Maggie.
I'm going with number one.
All right, Maggie goes number one. Kristen?
I 100% believe number one could definitely be true, and I believe the Florida man story. I'm going to say three, not because those universities wouldn't have DEI, but I just don't believe it's the first just now. They probably have had those for years. So I say three.
All right, and Joe in Parkville?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Kristen that the White Claw, he was just saving those cans for recycling.
Yeah.
That's where he was taking them.
And if you drink that much, he was heading to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you know he had to stop and pee somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the biggest scam known to man is the hard seltzer movement.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's much alcohol
like
in those things.
Static.
It's a rip.
Yeah, I do. I think there's not much. I charge outrageous prices. Not much alcohol.
Very
in this.
Much.
All right. Again, yeah. Nobody watched story number two. Florida man, Chris. Anything a Florida man does is believable by definition. So that is a true story.
I'm just jealous.
That's right. I am so jealous of your vast barter network that you can snap your fingers. And White Claws.
If I could snap my fingers, you'd be gone.
White Claws suddenly appear at the studio.
Bear Claws.
That's right. Bear Claws and White Claws. What a combo.
Oh, man.
Story one. Taylor Swift, the college class, is also a true story.
Sorry,
Chuck and Maggie. Kristen and Joe, they sniffed it out today.
Kristen and Joe.
They have a. There's no such thing as a DEI degree at any of the Ivy League universities.
Not yet.
No, but it could be.
I'm surprised, because that's a career. That's a position now at a lot of these woke companies.
Yes, it is.
I'm surprised it's not a degree.
Well, listen, I was going to tell you a great joke. It was about a deaf person, but I was going to do it in sign language, and nobody's ever heard of it before. So.
All right, Joe. We'll put you on hold right now, okay? I can tell you how to get your prize. All right.
Put him on the 30-day list. He's out.
And he won. He's on the 30-day list.
I know. Oh, it's good. That's right. I forgot.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 7:50. Top of the hour. You're going to want to stay tuned because the Maryland Uniparty GOP, they've ripped the mask off. They're now blatantly in your face telling you exactly who they are. We'll name the names. These are Maryland Republicans that are helping Democrats, that are donating to Democrats, contributing dollars, that are endorsing Democrats against members of their own party. There's a reason why the Maryland GOP is nothing more than controlled opposition. And this, once again, proves it. Now, you have a chance to make a change. You have a chance to reject the swampy uniparty Maryland GOP. And that's all happening right now during early voting and on Election Day. So stay tuned for that. I want to tell about our friends at Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor. Tomorrow is my, just FYI, refrigerator delivery day. So we'll document that on social media so you get a chance to see that. But if you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, then you need to head over to Town Appliance right now as soon as they open. Later on this morning, your chance to be the best outdoor griller in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you will never forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under budget. So don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. treasure.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day. With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, Treasurer.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar, Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
753, an update. Traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
And Marty just checked in. He said there's debris on Monroe Street just after the bridge at 295 coming up in that area. So watch out for that. Some trash bags on the roadway. Walker City will stop by there eventually, I guess, and pick that up. The accident 95 South in Howard County is after the bridge at 895. They're still in the median, so there's still a slowdown before the airport cutoff on 95 as you're coming south of the Beltway. You're getting down there at 195, and that backup is still there. Just once you get south of the Patapsco River Bridge, try to stay to the center and to the right-hand side going through there. Have an idea that this wreck on the west side that they're looking for is going to be south of Liberty Road, because they're actually now talking about some activity between Liberty Road and the ramp at I-70. We're starting to back up towards 795, so it looks like the wreck may be just south of Liberty Road. We'll see if we can get State Highway to turn the camera south, get a look at that. It's in that construction zone, and there might not be any shoulder available through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy today, breezy, mild, and dry, with highs near 80. And then pretty much the same cooler tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow before the heat starts cranking back up here towards the end of the weekend. Summer will be issued in on Sunday along with Father's Day. So keep that in mind. Remember Dad. Right now it is a sunny start to the morning. Beautiful morning. 65 in Parkville, and it is 64 in Pikesville. 7:55, and I just want to play one more clip here from Tulsi Gabbard before she exits stage left on Friday. And I think that had she would still be in the position, I do believe we'd get to the deep state cover-up. Jay Clayton, Mayor Bill Pulte was nominated by President Trump, and then he got a lot of pushback from Republicans. So he pulled Bill Pulte's nomination. Now the Southern District of New York prosecutor Jay Clayton is going to be the next guy. Not sure he's at the same commitment to transparency as Tulsi Gabbard does.
So this release today breaks new ground, as the information surrounding the existence, history, locations, and funding of these U.S.-funded biolabs has been intentionally covered up by very powerful people who falsely claimed that these biolabs didn't exist. Now, they accuse anyone who says otherwise to be foreign assets and traitors to America. Now, ODNI will continue working closely with partners across the U.S. government to identify exactly where these labs are and what pathogens they contain to end dangerous gain-of-function research that threatens the health and well-being of the American people and people around the world.
Yeah, we're never going to be able to do that unless we hold people accountable that violated executive orders, laws, et cetera, that went in and knowingly lied to Congress, like Fauci and others. And I'm telling you, there's Republicans and Democrats with dirty hands on this one. And Tulsi, I think, was committed to getting the truth out. I don't know what's going to happen now. We'll wait and see. By the way, State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis said that the printing company that is taking the blame for the massive ballot failures, Taylor Print and Visual Impressions, is going to stay on board for the general election. Of course they are. You know, that's what the Democrats want. And DeMarinis said that the ballot printing for the November election begins in 3 months, so it's too late in the game to change it up. What happens if they said they couldn't meet the contract? Would you not print ballots? There's got to be somebody else out there that already is printing ballots in other states. Look, I have my theories on this. I think that they took the fall because they want the money, and two, they know who the real culprits are. And that's the reason why DeMarinis is not going to make a change. Now, get this. Another glitch has been discovered. DeMarinis said, told the Baltimore Sun, our friend Tinashe Chingurande, with the story over the weekend, over 100 voters this week received duplicate ballots that we know of. Last month, they mailed out over 500,000 replacement ballots. Of those, at least 100 were duplicates. Their latest error, they failed to ditch ballots flagged with quality control errors, such as smudged barcodes on the envelopes. How many more smudged barcodes are there? Could this be in the thousands that won't count because they can't read the barcode? Folks, something this big, this massive, needs an investigation. I know the DOJ is doing it, but here in the state, it's just business as usual. Our friend Dr. Melissa Segev and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates want me to remind you that if you're hearing any kind of hearing issues, once you lose your hearing, it's one of the incredible senses because it takes a lot of joy out of one's life. And it is something that we do know that it can lead to early dementia if you do lose your hearing. So let's get that hearing checked each and every year. And let's get it checked, especially if you're over 50, so you have a benchmark test, and you can do it at any one of 10 different locations, Audiology Associates. Call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, or go to aaiaudiology.com. They've helped my wife, and again, they've helped thousands of Maryland listeners with their hearing issues. They'll help you as well. Don't forget, Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Commander-in-Chief is touting a preliminary peace agreement with Iran. It's a deal that he says will result in a full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, as well as a lifting of the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports.
President Trump making the long-anticipated announcement on Truth Social, writing in part, "The deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete. Congratulations to all. Ships of the world, start your engines. Let the oil flow."
Correspondent Laura Winters says the deal may be signed on Friday. Many details have yet to be revealed. Uncertainty does remain over the future of the Iran nuclear program. President Trump is on his way to Europe for the G7 summit. Along with the Iran situation, Russia's war on Ukraine will be discussed. Russia has launched another massive attack on its neighbor. Joining a growing list of countries, Britain plans to ban the under-16 crowd from using a range of social media apps.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer has told a news conference he will fight back if technology companies resist the social media apps ban intended to protect children from harmful content and excessive screen time. He says he is not prepared to compromise on the safety and happiness of our children. The move makes the UK part of a growing global movement to tighten on online safety for children. Australia, Canada, Brazil and Indonesia have introduced legislation or requirements for children's access to social media, whereas France, Spain, Denmark, Thailand and South Korea are among others studying or developing similar approaches. I'm Charles Delatesma.
A dozen people died in the crash of a plane on a skydiving outing yesterday, Butler, Missouri. The aircraft went down in a field and burst into flames. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 488 points. NASDAQ futures 652 points higher for a gain of just over 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the backup on the Beltway for coming down from 795 and up in that area down towards Liberty Road. The report was there may have been an incident south of Liberty Road on the outer loop. We said maybe a state highway would turn the camera. They've decided not to turn the camera south where we could see what might be going on. But we'll assume that there is something there south of Liberty Road on the outer loop between there and the ramp at Security Boulevard. I-95 south into Howard County still slow. The wreck was in the median on 95 south after the Patapsco River Bridge. That slowdown is still there. It's getting a little better because the vehicles are off the roadway, but heads up south of the Beltway as you're moving south through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
69 degrees in Randallstown and 69 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Severe storms led to a ground stop of several hours at BWI Marshall Airport on Sunday night. Travelers who were delayed or whose schedules were disrupted should review the rebooking options on the BWI flight information page or by checking with their airline. There were also ground stops for arriving and departing flights at Reagan National and Dulles airports because of the severe weather. And a former intelligence community contractor pleaded guilty in Baltimore's federal court in connection with a kickback scheme. David Duggan of Pennsylvania was charged with conspiring to commit offenses against the U.S. by soliciting and accepting kickbacks for purchasing certain hardware and software. Duggan was paid at least $510,000 in exchange for procuring his co-conspirators' products from 2018 until 2024. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 525. The pick 4, 2477. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement. So getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 are brought to you by Fornin and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Birds are off today as the dog paddle towards reaching 500 continues. It took a pause yesterday, no pun intended, with a 5-2 loss at the hands of the Padres. A game that saw the Birds once again put runners on, but unfortunately not across.
There's a couple spots there. We wish we could push a couple across. I think we were like 1-4, 1-4-8 with runners in scoring position. So we cash in. Might be a different game there.
Manager Albernez is correct. 1-for-8 yesterday was the count. 1-for-15 in the team's last two losses to San Diego. And while the O's were having difficulty plating runs yesterday, apparently the Colorado Rockies were not.
Oh, boy. That's a granny to deep right. Put a 4 spot on the board. Willie Castro, a 7-ribby day.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. 2 homers, 7 ribbies for Castro. 23-9 was the final. The Rockies beat the Athletics, the most runs in a single game in Colorado history. Now, UFC Freedom 250 at the White House. Justin Gaethje upsetting Ilia Topuria for the unanimous UFC lightweight title. But the strangest moment of the night occurred earlier when undefeated heavyweight Josh Hokit said this after his match.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
Wow, his punch unmatched by his mouth. And finally, sports betting in the state continues on the rise. According to the latest data from the state's Lottery and Gaming Commission, gamblers in the state wagered $535 million last month on sports, up more than 6% from 2025. Maryland received $9.9 million from sports gambling's taxes last month. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's the Knicks after 53 years bringing home the championship. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pink Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If there was ever any doubt to the direction of the Maryland Republican Party, they removed all doubt over the weekend, at least some of them did. Some of them are now blatantly pulling the mask off and are showing their true colors. They have finally revealed themselves for what they are and who they are. And we've watched, and I've been doing this a long time in this state, 37 years right here on WCBM, soon to be 38. And 34 of those years on this morning show. And I've covered every single election. I've watched as the Maryland Republican Party used to have a split of 4-4 in our Congress and used to be a voice of opposition. They've become silent, some of them. I know they're still fighters, and this is not directed towards them. But over the weekend, I learned of the true nefarious nature of some Republicans who are nothing more than swamp donkeys. Uniparty controlled opposition. I'm speaking of outgoing Baltimore County Councilman Wade Catch, who, again, if you remember, he voted himself a pension increase. It was all for a salary increase. This is a guy, this is a career bureaucrat, career politician. He was in the House of Delegates for, what, 40 years? And then became the county councilman. Then was hanging on for dear life and waited to the last possible minute before he could resign so that he could get his pension. They couldn't try to take his pension away from him. That he himself, in a moment of great self-dealing, voted himself a pension increase. Because that's who they represent. They're there to represent themselves and their hold on power. They're not there to help you. Sure, they might do a few things here or there so that they can say they did something. But over the weekend, Wade Katch endorsed a fake Republican running for Baltimore County Council over a real Republican, Nino Mangione. Wade Katch endorsed Nino's opponent. Now, normally, if you're a Republican, you stay out of it. You let the Republicans duke it out. First off, his opponent is not even a real Republican. These are the people that vote Democrat, that donate to Democrats, that act like Democrats. And the only reason why they're Republican is because the Democrats already have a seat. So they want to share the power. They want to be part of the uniparty. And that's exactly what Wade Katch is doing. People like Wade Katch and Chris West. Wade Katch endorses Nino's opponent. Should have stayed out of it. The guy's retiring. And he put out an email with all sorts of mischaracterizations, misrepresentations of Nino's record. And his opponent, by the way, his name is Theo Legardeur. Never heard of this guy up until now, until this year. I think he was personally recruited by the Republicans to run against Nino. Because this is what they do here. This is exactly what the Maryland Republican Party does. So, Mr. Legardeur has actually contributed to Nino's Democrat opponent. Can you imagine? So we have an endorsement by a fake Republican, Wade Katch, of another fake Republican. They're actually Democrats. This is all part of the Democrat scheme. They're not even Republicans. Now, there are real conservatives running in this race. But, you know, you've got to go out and find them. And look, early voting is now underway. If you want to, you know, stop this internecine battle between fake Republicans and Democrats, the uniparty, this would be the time to do it during early voting, especially because I know most of our audiences like early voting on election day. But you could send a message that this nonsense, this madness, has to stop. And once again, we have to have principled conservatives who vote, you know, for our ideology. For what we want to be represented, and not this this uniparty grab on power. More coming up on this in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic, weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
East side of the Beltway had a vehicle fire, which is now out on the interloop right at Pulaski Highway. So if you're coming over from 95, you're crossing underneath Philadelphia Road, you'll see it. The fire department's blocking the left-hand lane. We're a little bit slow right there. The outer loop is kind of looking at it just a bit. So be prepared if you're coming up the Beltway from Chesico Avenue. You're coming up from the ramp at 702. But more of a backup on the interloop after Philadelphia Road. It looks like whatever we had on the outer loop south of Liberty Road has corrected itself, because the area that was pretty light after I-70 is now filled in. So that indicates we're moving all of that traffic south from 795, and it's going to be slow there. 95 south is still slow from the airport cutoff at I-195 down to an accident scene in Howard County after the Patapsco River Bridge. There was a new wreck, apparently a pretty bad one, might even have been a head-on involved here on Ward's Chapel Road, just to the north of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy, breezy, mild, dry today. Highs near 80 degrees, and won't see the real heat again until the end of the week. And right now we are sunshine, 66 in Columbia, and it is 64 in Reisterstown. From the birthplace of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry. Time for America 250 birthday celebration. And what a way to kick it off at the World Cup on Friday. Country music stars Dan and Shay delivered an awesome performance, the way it should be done, of our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last?
a sold-out Los Angeles SoFi Stadium with the crowd roaring in the background. Dan and Shay with a rousing rendition of our national anthem. On this day, June 15, 1775, the Continental Congress votes to appoint George Washington, who would one day become the first American president, the commander of the colony's first official army. 4 days later, he accepts the assignment and signs his commission. He had early distinguished himself in the eyes of his contemporaries as a commander for the British Army in the French and Indian War of 1755. That's right. He was once a redcoat. Born a British citizen, Washington by the 1770s had joined the growing ranks of colonists who were dismayed by what they considered to be Britain's exploitative policies in North America. In 1774, he joined the Continental Congress as a delegate from Virginia. On July 3rd, 1775, Washington officially took command of the poorly trained and undersupplied Continental Army. After 6 years of struggle and despite frequent setbacks, Washington managed to lead the army to key victories, and Great Britain eventually surrendered in 1781. It's also on this day, 1 year later, lower counties of Pennsylvania declared themselves independent of British and Pennsylvania authority, thereby creating the state of Delaware. They didn't exist as a colony under British rule. And then 1704, Pennsylvania had two colonial assemblies, upper colonies and the lower counties on the Delaware. They included Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. All the counties shared one governor. Tom McKean and Caesar Rodney, the same two men who represented the lower counties in the Stamp Act Congress of 1765, proposed a lower counties simultaneous separation from Pennsylvania and the British Crown. McKean and Rodney, along with George Reed, represented the lower counties. And in order to get that independence vote, when Reed refused to vote for independence, McKean had famously summoned an ailing Rodney, who rode overnight from Dover to Philadelphia in order to cast his vote in favor in independence, and thus Delaware became part of the 13 states, the original colonies. And finally, on this day in 1863, President Lincoln issued a proclamation in which he called for the mustering of a new militia in the mid-Atlantic states of Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Ohio in order to protect Washington, D.C., America's capital city. General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia was on the march, on the move, and was making a move into Maryland. The first invasion occurred September of 1862. It failed when the Federals fought Lee's army to a standstill at the Battle of Antietam, right here in Maryland. It was on this day, on June 15th, Lincoln put out an emergency call for 100,000 troops from the state militias of Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, and West Virginia. The troops weren't needed at the time, but it showed what President Lincoln thought was a, again, significant threat from Robert E. Lee. And thus, the Maryland militia was brought into play as well. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of that perfect smile, call them today, 410-321-1100. They're sponsoring America's 250th birthday celebrations.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore. WCBM Baltimore. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Lori and Harmony Hall open up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, tell us about the program.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. So I'm Victoria Rozier. I've been with Lorien for about 2 years, and this year it was very exciting for us because we did open a very new memory care program in our first assisted living. So Lorien Harmony Hall has been in Columbia, Maryland since the 1980s, and so this is a really new product line for that building. The reason it's so different as a memory care is because it's actually a sensory memory care neighborhood. So what that means is the entire space is designed to look like an indoor park. So it creates a lot of sensory stimulation for our residents. It allows opportunities for them to do what's called wayfinding, which is navigate where they are in the building by different landmarks that are on different spaces throughout. It also allows for us to have different spaces for dining versus activity areas, which is very, very important for queuing our residents. We have a jam-packed activities day every single day. We have multiple layers of support as far as our management for the program. And we also make sure that we have a very good approach to dining. So, we, like I said earlier, we want to make sure that each space is, they walk in and they know what it's meant for when you enter a certain area in our community. So I would really love to tell anyone who's interested more about it. Please feel free to visit our website. That would be Lorien Assisted Living. And you can reach out to our chatbot and have a sales director follow up with you for more information.
For more information about Lorien Harmony Hall and Harmony Park, a brand new memory care program in their community, log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's Lorien Harmony Hall and the brand new memory park available at LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 23, traffic and weather all threes. Now the update here is Lugnuts Johnson.
And a wreck here for the local traffic. Ward's Chapel Road above Liberty Road in between there and Marriottsville Road. A couple of vehicles were involved. Somebody crossed the center line there. So that investigation is still underway. The remains of a vehicle fire. The actual fire was out on the inner loop of the Beltway right at Pulaski Highway. But the fire department is still there, and with the state police, they're blocking the inside left-hand lane. So if you're coming over from 95, you get under Philadelphia Road, you'll see it. You'll have to stay to the right. There's a brief delay there at the scene. It gets better as you move down towards the ramp at Route 702. Probably a little bit slow yet. They had the big wreck earlier, southbound on 95 in Howard County after the bridge at the Patapsco River. Traffic was still slow back to the airport cutoff near I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, dry today, and highs near 80. And right now, it's a nice cool morning, 66 and sunny in Ellicott City and 66 in Columbia. Take a call here from Gary in Nottingham. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy? Listen, I got to tell you, I'm a real faithful listener at WCBM, even when I'm in Florida. In the winter months, I got you on my app, and I listen to you guys just about every morning. And I want to thank you for playing that rendition. Because there's not a lot that gets me emotional. And I'm driving my car this morning. You're playing that rendition of National Anthem. I have tears coming down my face. I guess that makes me a patriot, Sean. I don't apologize for it. Never will.
Nope. You are a true patriot. You're a great American, Gary, and I have the same feelings when I hear stirring versions of our national anthem. It does something to me. It just moves me.
And yeah, they did it right, that's for sure.
They did. Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
God bless you. God bless you guys.
All right, thank you. Keep that, patriotism in mind when we're voting against self-dealing Republicans. Republicans now who are fake Republicans, who are uniparty Republicans that are contributing and conspiring against real Republicans, conservatives like Nino Mangione. He's just the one. We talked last week about, you know, people, Republicans like J.B. Jennings voting for a bloated budget, the $71 billion budget. That's not opposition. That's capitulation. And then, of course, Chris West, a co-sponsor of the paint tax. He's got a ton of bills that help Democrats. And then we find out that Wade Katch, the self-dealing, retiring Baltimore County councilman, who is a career politician and fake Republican. Again, I've been told, I've still got to verify it, but I've been told one of our listeners that Katch voted for Martin O'Malley's 6-cent tax increase in O'Malley's first year of his first term as governor. Without Katch's vote, that 20% tax increase would not have been possible. What happened to him? He got voted out of office as a result in Annapolis and then tortured us in Baltimore County with his lousy policies. And I can't repeat the rest of that text. Thank you so much for that. And I think Ken has hit it on the head. And he says that Dems are putting their candidates in both parties to cover their bases. As conservatives, we need to do this as well. Register as Democrats. Start voting conservatives. They'll be running as Democrats. Let's beat them with their own game. Yeah, and what Nino's opponent has done is he's... let's follow the logic here. Nino's opponent, who's an alleged Republican, has contributed to Nino's Democrat opponent, Sean McIntosh, and contributed to her campaign, and now is getting Wade Katch's endorsement. The whole goal here is to wipe out conservatives, to wipe out anybody MAGA-related or conservative that actually would be opposition in Annapolis. And that's exactly what is happening here today. And now, again, they're so threatened by this, they're now pulling the mask off and showing you who they really are. This is another one. This is Tom in Parkville. Sean, while I agree with you on what you report on Wade Katch, what about all the elected Republicans endorsing a Democrat for governor in a contested primary? Why? That's for Ed Hale. Again, all I can say is, and I'm not picking a dog in this fight, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat, and Donald Trump was a Democrat at one point. So that doesn't make it automatically bad. Maybe, obviously, he has seen the light and he's trying to save his state. Maybe we should give him benefit of the doubt. I don't know. Randy wants to know, where do I go to get that rendition of the national anthem? It's all over YouTube. You can put it in your search engine. Dan and Shay sing the national anthem at the World Cup. Okay, Kristen.
I was going to say something else, but actually, let me respond to that reader's point. You're right. We need to research everybody and see who they are and do critical thinking. But I will say this. Once, many years ago, I was in the CPAC audience when conservative journalist Bob Novak spoke, a legendary journalist, and I remember him telling the crowd that he had been a registered Democrat his whole life. And there was, like, gas. Like, yes. He might as well have just admitted he had, like, you know, committed murder or something. But he said, let me explain. It's not because I identify in any way with the Democrat platform. It's because he was a resident of Washington, D.C., and he voted in those local elections, and there was no way a Republican was ever going to win there, much like Maryland. So he wanted a voice. The primary was the election, and he wanted a voice so he could at least pick the lesser evil. So there are many reasons why people register for a certain party. So I think, again, it's so important to look at the person, their values, their actual actions. Sometimes that doesn't always mean it's good or bad. It's just, again, when you're in a blue state, sometimes an election is made in the primary. So
good point. Law Office Michael A. Freeman are there for you. If you ever need them, serious accidents resulting in serious injury do need serious legal representation. And Michael's the best. And one of the main components is that when you go to a large, huge law firm, you don't know who your attorney is. You know who you're going to get. You know exactly who you're going to get when you go to Law Office Michael A. Freeman. It's either Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Freeman. Those are the three big attorneys there. And the others are associate attorneys. They help with cases and litigation and so on and so forth. But you're going to get one of those three, so you know it. And that's why I strongly recommend the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. They've helped me, my family, my WCBM family, and so much more. Remember the name, Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. Check them out at their website, maflaw.com. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland Highway Administration is planning to replace the Liberty Reservoir bridge decks, and officials will hold a public meeting on the project this week. Officials say Wednesday evening's meeting at Liberty High School in Eldersburg is an opportunity for the community and commuters to learn more about the project. Construction is not expected to start until 2028, but the design phase is already underway. And following last week's ice activity near a Baltimore school, Mayor Brandon Scott says the city will continue to do everything within its power to protect immigrant neighbors. The mayor says in these times of uncertainty, the city stands with immigrant families who have been impacted by detentions. He reminds the public that help is available through the Baltimore City Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. And County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer will be holding a press conference this afternoon to recognize World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Klossmeyer will be joined by members of the Restoring Elder Safety Today Coalition, the Department of Aging, and advocates at 1 p.m. During the event, officials will highlight resources, services, and support available to prevent elder abuse and assist older adults and caregivers. Three families have been displaced by a weekend fire in West Baltimore. Firefighters were called to the 2500 block of Brookfield Avenue Sunday afternoon, where they found two occupied homes and one vacant impacted by the fire that went to three alarms. No resident firefighter or pet injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next,
Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus great deals on food Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
6 or 8:33 on Casey and Company.
Oh, here's
sorry about that, Chief. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Oh my heart.
Oh, what? Oh no, what did I do?
Oh my, you stopped me cold, I'll tell
missed
you that.
It by that much.
That's what she said. Southbound 95 is still slow going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, especially in the left tube. So keep an eye out for that. It looks like everybody is coming out without any problem, but it's slow from that point down to 395. Not sure what the problem is, but there's something going on right at the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel as you're coming out towards the ramp at Key Highway. So we'll try to get a look at that. But in the meantime, heads up, all four lanes are reacting to whatever it is at that point on 95. So again, we'll get a look at that as soon as we can. 95 south of there was still slow from an earlier accident before Montgomery Road going into Howard County. The fire department has left the scene of that vehicle fire on the inner loop at Pulaski Highway. Baltimore County still working on the wreck. They'll be on Ward's Chapel Road north of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Monday morning. Looking to the afternoon, much cooler. Will be breezy as well under partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Staying below average on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the player who suffered the most since Jackson Holliday's return has been Jeremiah Jackson.
After he's been on the bench for the last 15 days, and he skies this one to right, and it's gone! He's a genius! Jeremiah Jackson up onto the flag court.
And it was Kevin Brown with the call on Madison. Jackson's first start since May 30th, his seventh homer of the year, and it pulled the Birds to within 2-1 in the seventh. But San Diego would hold on for a 5-2 win, taking the series 2-1. Now, the Orioles begin a 9-game West Coast road trip tomorrow night in Seattle. 3 with the Mariners, 3 with the 2-time World Series champ Dodgers, and then 3 with the Angels. Baltimore's 12-20 road record is the fifth worst in the major leagues. And speaking of the Angels, looks like the O's will not face their old teammate in Anaheim. Grayson Rodriguez left the game yesterday against Tampa Bay with low back tightness in the third inning after just 47 pitches. In case you're not following what's going on in Milwaukee baseball, Brewers flamethrower Jacob Mizorowski set another record for fastest pitch by a starter, this time at 104.5 miles per hour. That's part of a 9-inning, one-hit, no-walk, 15-strikeout performance on just 95 pitches against the Phillies on Friday night. Mizorowski now officially the hardest-throwing pitcher in Major League Baseball history. 9 times he had 30 or more in a postseason game this year, 45 on Saturday night, as Jalen Brunson etches his name in New York sports history.
Brunson gets away from Castle. The floater's up and good! Jalen Brunson with another answer!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. Jalen Brunson leading the Knickerbockers to their first NBA championship since 1973.
I'm just like, I'm in awe. I don't know.
And finally, it was quite a weekend for Annapolis native Travis Pastrana. Known for his success in motocross, NASCAR, and stunt performance, he, along with five of the world's most famous motorcycle riders, performed tricks on the South Lawn of the White House on Saturday afternoon as part of a weekend birthday celebration for the President of the United States of America, culminating, of course, with the big UFC bout last night on the South Lawn. On this date in sports history, we take you back 42 years ago to the day, June 15th, 1984. American boxer Thomas Hearns retains the WBC lightweight middleweight title with a second-round knockout of Roberto Duran at Caesars Palace in Vegas, handing Duran the first knockout loss of his career. The time now is 8:37. When we return, is the bloom off the rose.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowen Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Well, Sean, this is something you brought up just a moment ago before we came on air. He's 73 games into his managerial career now in Baltimore, 34-39. The team is better than they were last year, but Craig Albernaz, the manager of the Birds, is now coming under scrutiny for comments he makes in the postgame and some decisions he's making in the dugout as well.
Yeah, he's a rookie manager, maybe he's still learning as he goes, but I think that this all has to do with Gunnar Henderson being hit by the pitch and in retaliation, from one of the Padres. Players actually was hit in the head and had to be taken out of the game.
Right.
And he said it was done the right way. I understand baseball, that's the way it is done, but nobody likes it. Nobody wants to see anybody hit on purpose, intentionally. So I just think that they should really reconsider that rule. I mean, it's hard to determine if somebody's actually a control is off and they hit a person by accident or whether they're trying to brush them back. Happens all the time.
Right. And so Albert has criticized for not retaliating after Gunnar was hit on Saturday.
Right.
But the criticism came before that even. Because remember, it was last week or a couple weeks back when there was that row with Samuel Basayo. Remember, he said that Basayo had to learn how to play through injuries.
Yep.
And Basayo, through his interpreter, said, I know how to play through injuries.
Right.
If I can go, I'll go. If I can, I can.
Right.
And that's pretty forward from a 21-year-old rookie to be telling his manager that. Anyway, that thing seems to have faded off into the past.
Well, they had a great end of May, and then they come home and they just lay an egg in the latest homestand. Now they have facing a West Coast trip, and look, there are going to be bumps along the road, even for a rookie manager.
Well, especially for a rookie manager, especially if they're five games under. So we shall see. I like the job he's done so far, but he's not without fault at this point.
He's still learning. We'll see what happens at the end of the season. Thanks, Gary. 8:39. By the way, we just have this in from the president. This is from Truth Social moments ago. He says, on July 4th at the Lincoln Memorial and Washington Monument, in beautiful and safe Washington, D.C., we're going to host the most spectacular Trump rally of them all, a tribute to America, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. This huge celebration will honor our country's people, spirit, strength, resolve, and triumphs. With the backdrop of the Lincoln Memorial and surrounding the beautifully new reflecting pool, more than 300 members of our strong and talented military bands, orchestras, and ceremonial units will perform patriotic melodies and American classics. And my playlist, we'll have none of those people to put you to sleep and constantly complain as we celebrate our country and rally into the next 250 years. The ensemble will be the largest formation of joint military music and ceremonial performances in history. There will be incredible flyovers and air shows featuring our top military pilots and equipment. And I will deliver keynote remarks that you will not want to miss. To conclude the program and commemorate this historic occasion, I'll be launching what will be the largest fireworks show in history. All in caps, folks. And right here in our nation's capital, do not miss it. See you on July 4th in Washington, D.C., President Donald J. Trump. I'm going to be down there. I'll be down there on the Friday and Saturday for the events, and I'll report back as to...
brave.
I've got a reason to be there. My son's moving into a new apartment in D.C., and he's meeting perhaps his future in-laws, so it's a big weekend.
Big
so,
historic, yeah,
yeah
for many
exactly.
reasons. Trump is the greatest celebration planner ever, and I think that's an upgrade. That program lineup sounds like an upgrade to what it was originally. Real quick, I just wanted to mention mention a reaction to one of the news stories at the bottom of the hour. The fact that Kathy Klausmeier, the Baltimore County interim executive, is warning people about elder abuse, maybe, I'm sorry, that's just ironic. It's about as ironic as when the Joe Biden administration was warning people about the dangers of elder abuse. It's like, isn't that happening to you right now while you're in that position? Aren't you sort of a puppet? But anyway,
yeah.
It just made me laugh.
That's true. Thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. I just two more things I wanted to say, get this off my chest regarding what's going on with the Maryland Republican Party right now. First is they put out Wade Katch and Nino's opponent. They put out this letter saying that he's got a horrible conservation record, all sorts of lies and vicious untruths. Let me tell you something about MPRP. The Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, Nino has been there from day one. From day one, he has been there organizing town halls and meetings and listening to the community. And I will tell you this, to my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, somebody can correct me, but to my knowledge, Wade Katch hasn't showed up at a single one of those, nor did Nino's opponent show up at a single one of them. And this guy's supposed to be, you know, the riverkeeper, the master of the environment, the one who cares the most about the land. Yet when people's land are being threatened with eminent domain, when their farms, when their properties, when land that they've had in their family for years are being threatened, who showed up? Who showed up to fight for these people? It was Nino. It wasn't Wade Katch. He's fighting for is his own pension being doubled, and the other guy, I don't know where he came from, because he came out of the woods, apparently. But that's number one. Number two, if you can't trust people like Wade Katch and like Chris West and like J.B. Jennings and others, if you can't trust their vote when you send them to Annapolis or Baltimore County, how the hell are you going to trust who they endorse? It's madness. It's insanity. You can stop it. You can stop it, early voting, in person, now through this Thursday, and also on Election Day. Send a message. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
95 South going into Howard County. Now much better than it was about 45 minutes ago. We've really backed up at one point early this morning as you were coming down near the airport cutoff. And now up to the post of limit looks a lot better. We're a little slow yet coming down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I don't know if there was something in there between Key Highway and 395 because it was still slowing but moving. And then after 395, it was okay. The sky ramp was a little bit slow exiting from 95 northbound on to 395 up towards the convention center, but that's about normal for this time of the morning through there. Some late slowing on the beltway, but nothing major. JFX are good. Still working on the wreck. Apparently somebody crossed the center line out there on Ward's Chapel Road, and that investigation is underway to the north of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a partly cloudy day today. Breezy, mild, and dry. Upper 70s to near 80. And then we start the heat cranking back up towards the end of the week. Still great weather. Get out there and vote. Don't forget, exercise your franchise because you and nothing going to change if you're sitting at home complaining about everything, right? Right now, sunny 69 in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. Two teenagers from Iowa helped rescue an elderly woman who had been trapped outside for over 16 hours. The woman had fallen while feeding her horse, managed to move herself into view of the road where the boys spotted her during a bike ride. The teens praised for their quick thinking, which likely saved the woman's life. Here's Gunnar Skidmore and Cohen Chick talking about their saving of this woman.
I like went to the trail and it took me a while to find her, and I find her, and then I was like, hey ma'am, are you okay? She was like, yeah, I need help, call 911. And then my mom called 911, and then like she didn't have her phone or the water or anything. She was there for like 16 plus hours.
Her face, she was like covered in all bugs.
A few more hours and she definitely like would not have made it.
Yep, just amazing. And again, we often say that the younger generation, but they're proving themselves. They're responsible and they're out there to do the right thing. So thanks to those two young men. And brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. When you're ready to upgrade any of the appliances in your home, trust me and go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, like GE, Cafe, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, JetAir, Frigidaire, and Bosch, just to name a few. Whether you need a basic essential or high-end, they have it all. Plus, Town Appliance offers flexible financing options to make your upgrade easier than ever. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
By the way, Hillary Clinton has done it again. Remember the deplorables? Remember that? By the way, she was seen in Washington this week saying, "Our house is the White House." Okay, she's so concerned about the decorum at the White House because of the UFC fight and everything. Does she not remember what her husband was doing with cigars inside the Oval Office? Does she not remember that? And blue dresses and things of that nature? I'm telling you, the world will be a much better place when she is muted, when she's silent. She's attacking voter ID as Democrats are filibustering the election integrity bill. And here's what she said. Remember, she's the one that called MAGA voters deplorables. Quote, they're trying to demand, you know, forms of identification that most real people don't have. And most older people and most rural people don't have. So rural people aren't real people? Older people aren't real people? I mean, that's just amazing. She isn't arguing the law is impractical. She's arguing that rural Americans, older Americans, and anyone outside her donor circles is too incompetent to walk into a DMV and get a stupid card. It's just unreal. They still don't get it. They really don't. Folks weighing in on what the Maryland GOP, not all, again, I don't want to paint with a broad brush because there are some good fighters, some good conservative fighters out there. And but again, we have to take the party back from the uniparty people that like to share power with the Democrats, vote like the Democrats, want to be Democrats. Michelle says, both times I ran for office in Carroll County, it wasn't the Democrats I had to worry about. It was the Republicans. And you wonder why the National Party won't spend any money here. Yeah. Well, there you have it. That's just amazing. All right. It's 8:49.
Can I just say real quick?
Sure.
And that's it. And that's why when I hear the argument about, well, if someone's registered Democrat, they're automatically a bad guy. And if someone's registered Republican, they're automatically a good guy. That's just not necessarily true. There's a lot of reasons why people register for a certain party. Again, in the state of Maryland, obviously, you know, if you want to have a say in a lot of the elections, either in local districts or statewide, and the election is really determined in the primary, then you need to be registered Democrat. But vice versa, and you know, in Carroll County, for example, where I also live, a lot of the local elections, it is for now still pretty conservative, and so I think that there's a lot of people that are registered as Republican because they just know a Democrat's not going to win. But that doesn't mean they're conservative or that they identify with the Republican platform. But I think so many people just blindly vote for whatever party they are. They don't really take the time to research the candidates. So look, we've been betrayed, as you've been detailing for the last half hour, by many Republicans. So that doesn't automatically mean they're a good guy or they're going to vote with the values that you share. So I think it's important to evaluate the person and their actions and how they actually live their life. On all of these levels.
Yeah, I would agree. Look, we can have differences, and there are going to be differences within a party as far as, you know, whether you're more conservative, whether you're more MAGA, whether you're more, you know, center-left, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, Republicans should let the voters decide and not try to step on the scale as we're watching this, the self-dealing, two-timing Republican Wade Katz try to do in this particular case. Let Republican voters decide, but and then it's just disingenuous, and it's a reason why they've relegated themselves to the dustbin of history at this point.
Yeah,
and
they're trying to protect their little empire, and I don't know what power they have that they're trying to protect. They got
and a message to you Republicans that are, you know, doing the bidding of the Chris Wests of the world and the Wade Katzes and others. Again, people are wising up, and they're becoming more and more aware of your perfidy and your betrayal. 8:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, and I'm running for governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, Dr. Brenda Cham, we'll bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees that the current governor has imposed on us. We'll make energy costs more affordable with our plan to cut costs by 50% within 3 years. We'll fix our schools and refocus them on education, not indoctrination. And we will work with our sheriffs and police to make our streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. Together, we will restore prosperity to Maryland because Maryland deserves better. Paid for by Marylanders from Myrick and Cham, Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for State Senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for State Senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate. Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, treasurer.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're jammed up a little bit here, southbound I-97 at Route 32. It's just a speed reduction right there at the usual area where 32 and I-97 all come together right there. Then after the bridge at 178, you're good to go all the way through Annapolis. No problems at the Bay Bridge right now over through the Severn River Bridge. Beltway had a couple of slow pockets left over, but nothing major. We cleared out now whatever the deal was on 95 after the Fort McHenry Tunnel and down to 395. That corrected itself. Both the tunnels right now in very good shape. JFX are okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Baltimore County was still working on the wreck. Somebody crossed the center line. Be careful out there on Ward's Chapel Road to the north of Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cooler start to the week. We start off partly cloudy, breezy, mild today. Highs upper 70s or so. Same for tomorrow. And then we start the heat slowly roll back into the area by the end of the week. Right now, sunny 68 downtown. It's 75 on the Eastern Shore in Stevensville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did, actually. I enjoyed it, but that was like... It was fun.
You didn't go to the UFC match, did you?
I did not. Okay. I did not. You know what? I don't know many people that went because there were a lot of service members.
Right.
And I think a lot of tickets were for the service members.
For the military,
but
yeah.
It looked like it was a good time.
It was a great time.
You were there?
Oh, no, I wasn't there. But the people that went, okay, that I knew yeah. that went, they said
yeah.
they had a blast.
They had a blast?
They had a blast. It was so much fun.
Oh, good. We are going to talk about that, of course, today. We're also going to talk about the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. I know what your thoughts are on that. Do we trust Iran? Are they going to get this done?
No, we don't trust Iran. And President Trump doesn't trust Iran.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, this is the beginning of a series. This is an agreement to come Friday to sign this thing. Everybody's speculating about what's in the text. We don't know what's in the text yet.
We don't
until we get it from the president.
Yeah.
I refuse to speculate because the media hates Trump and wants to see him fail, and all these neocons that want to start another ground war. So
yeah.
Let's wait
and see.
I saw
all the posts. They're like, oh, this is a deal we already had. I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah. We don't.
You don't know. We won't know until, I guess, Friday or so, right?
Yeah, Friday was when they're supposed to sign it, and we'll see.
Yeah. So we will talk a little bit about that. Alex Harland, running in 42A, he's going to be on the show at 11 o'clock. He'll be in studio. You know, Councilman Nino Mangione left a vacancy. And so Baltimore County Central Committee sent out an email last night showing that two people have filed for that vacancy, one of those being Alex Harland. So we're going to talk to him about that. And then, of course, shootings in Fells Point over the weekend, two shootings to be exact. And I don't understand what the game plan is there. I don't get the strategy. There are young people that cannot even get into the bars that are just standing on the streets
drinking
liquor that they've brought with them. Why don't they get these kids out of there?
I thought there was a curfew.
I thought so, too. It's like they're just, they have the cops out there babysitting.
Wasn't there a place they could take them to go as of last summer?
That's what
rec
we were
centers
told.
Or something?
Yeah.
Where the parents can pick them up and stuff?
Yeah. That's not happening. Well, anyways, we'll talk about all that more coming up.
All right. Stay tuned to Kim. Always informative, entertaining right after 9 o'clock news. Chaotic immigration arrest in the front lawn of the Commodore John Ridgers Elementary Middle School. Sparking outrage from Maryland leaders. They didn't wait to get all the facts. And people like Senate President Electric Bill Ferguson, led with his mouth.
It's truly unconscionable and unbelievable.
The governor called it deeply disturbing because two people were arrested. Immigration officials describe a different sequence of events. ICE leadership said they coordinated with school officials and the governor's office to ensure the situation was resolved safely. They said their pursuit of Jesus Acevedo Sanchez began at another location away from the school, where they alleged Sanchez resisted arrest, evaded law enforcement, and dragged an ICE agent with his vehicles. With his vehicle, that is. And then the pursuit continued. They just happened to make the arrest on school grounds. They weren't targeting anybody on school grounds. But the bus driver went on and said something about, well, the children were traumatized. Really? You think they were traumatized, children of illegal aliens, making that trek 2,000 miles across the desert, some of them getting the hands of human sex and drug traffickers? The Democrat Party is just filled with a lot of monstrous people these days. So sad. I'll tell you about good news for Baltimore drivers. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. So no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted shop close by. These aren't new names. Both have served our community for over 50 years. They do know transmissions, and they save you money. So if you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer prices, this is who to call. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations and with free area towing and financing to help you through a tough situation. Call Glenn Burney Transmission at 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving you here in Baltimore. Don't forget, early voting is underway. Get there in person between now and Thursday. And, of course, Election Day is Tuesday, June the 23rd. Vote in person as well. Back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.